was a kid, nerds had shame. They had shame. They had horrible days at school. They were stuffed in lockers, left there overnight reading whatever they could find. Then in the mornings, janitor let them out, and then they got the shit kicked out of them for wearing the same stuff 2 days in a row. Now they're walking around all proud, double pocket protectors, black socks yanked up. This is what happens when you get rid of bullying. It is. When you get rid of a species' natural predator, it just grows exponentially. Actually, nerd Jesus died in the last year, right? Steve Jobs. Yeah, he died, right? I know, a lot of nerds here tonight. I know, you're sad. I didn't get the big deal they made about that guy. When he died, they were like, he changed the world. That was insane. He changed the world. The world was one way, and then Steve Jobs came, and it was another. What did he do? Somebody, for the love of God, what the fuck did that guy do? What did he do? He told other people what to invent? I want my entire music collection in that phone. Get on it! Right? And then these poor, nameless, faceless scientists gotta go in a back room and figure it out. How the fuck are we gonna get all of this into this? I mean, what year does this guy think this is? This is crazy. This is like Buck Rogers. Dude, my kid has a birthday in like 11 months. Steve Jobs just walking by. I don't hear any thinking going on in there. Just strutting around the office, eating some pretentious fruit like a pear, right? Just throwing out ideas. There's another one. There's another one I just came up with on the way to work. I was reading a magazine the other day, turning pages, you know? I like to turn pages on a screen that aren't even there. Yeah, wrap your fucking heads around that, guys. See you in 8 years. Where you going, Michael? Big, little, get on it. Right? And all these people slave away to make his vision come true. And then they have the big nerd fest, right? Down there, Comic-Con, and all their nerd mecca. They're all showing up with their acne and their Hulk shirts, limping into the arena, right? Does Steve Jobs go out with a whole chorus line of scientists? No, he goes out there by himself. Sneakers and no belt, like it was no biggie.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
And she's like, okay, but you have to cover the cost of the dress. And I was like, well, I thought that was standard anyways. And she sends me a picture of the dress. And she goes, by the way, it's $313. That okay. MF.
Do you have a picture?
Okay. Is that camouflage?
Yes.
Yes.
No, no.
Yes.
And I hunt and I do all that, but I would never.
$300 for basically a shower cushion.
$113.
Like, I feel like I may as well just show up in my own hunting gear. Like, screw that. Save money.
We're going to post on the More Like Radio Facebook for the podcast listeners. But in what situation would you be in where you would need to be not noticeable in a wedding by deer?
Well,
Answer me directly. That's what I want to know. Sorry.
I mean, I won't have to worry about where to stand because you won't be able to see me anyways.
Where do I stand?
Check out Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays 10 to midnight only on morelikeradio.com.
But where do I stand?
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio!
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really? Actually, you know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow. But
yeah, no, your drinking problem, remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude! You're a loser. You are you stupid jerk. Dude.
Don't forget, we are better than you.
Oh. Hey, everyone. It is, let's see, February 4th, 2014. I am Joel Dutch Van Wingerden here with my co-host Royce Lopez.
Hello.
Marie Sarkeesian.
Hello.
They're very short with me tonight. And Mitch Heil.
Hi, everybody.
He's pleasant. What's up with you two?
Nothing.
What happened? Okay, while you guys stew over that, can I put something out to the listeners real quick?
Sure.
Since stupid Mitch refuses to make a new intro, can we make like a contest for like a new DNR intro? We've had this thing for way too long at this point. And I don't care what you do.
Every time we do a contest, the listeners don't ever do anything, so.
Okay, well then, if you wanted something fun for me.
No, I'm happy to do something fun. All I'm telling you is every time we have these contests, people don't do it.
Not you. I mean, like, the listeners. If you guys want to do something fun for me, just please. Well, here's the thing. We always do contests with no prizes. So maybe if we actually got something that they could.
Do we have any more, like, radio t-shirts?
Yes, we do.
We do?
I think I have a couple.
Okay. We'll give you a More Like Radio t-shirt. And, ooh, I got a prize for him. I have a Dana White signed copy of a UFC DVD, which has all the best knockouts.
Did Marie send it to you?
That was actually how I got on the show.
Because I have a couple of those, too.
6 years ago, or however long, how many years ago it was.
Have you ever watched it?
I haven't watched it or opened it, no. But I have the prize that Marie gave me when I made Hippo Juice their first intro, and then that's when I first got hired onto the show. So if you want a piece of Hippo Juice history...
You're just going to give that away?
What, is it sentimental value?
It's what brought you on to us.
Exactly.
I'm not going to give mine away. I'll give you my girlfriend, though.
Eh.
I'll take her.
So there's that. Just, you know, just be as creative as you want. You can be as silly as you want. Can be as, you know, hard rock if you want. I don't care. Just some kind of a new, like, you know, about like a minute long intro. That has like a hard cutout that way we can lead into a new song, any song that we choose. So just feel free, have fun. Let's see, where can they send them?
Send it to Royce at morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, or joeldutch@gmail.com.
Yeah, well, no, why don't we just pick one instead of saying or, so we have a centralized place.
Well, just in case they forget one, they can remember the others.
Royce@morelikeradio.com.
It's Dutch, or joeldutch@gmail.com.
I can't remember either of them.
I don't know how to sign into my More Like Radio email, by the way.
Because I know, you haven't. It's super simple, but okay.
No, I signed into it one time, and then I forgot how to do it the second time. Are you okay?
No.
What happened?
Nothing, just frustrated.
Is your family not coming to your wedding anymore?
The family's coming to the wedding now, they are.
No, Royce is just upset because he wasn't the Facebook movie they made him. He wasn't.
You know what I realized about you know what I realized about a wedding, Dutch, and I learned this? It's not about you, and it's not about you, because as much as people try to lie to you and they make it pretend like it's about you and your life with the other person, it's not. It's about my making everybody else around them you happy. It's about you being as complacent as you can while everybody else around you is happy. Because really, if you think about it, as cool as all the food and stuff is, every wedding I've ever been to, at least I know you have too, do you ever see the bride and the groom enjoy like the pre-appetizer food? They never do. They're too busy taking pictures. They never enjoy the food. They're just too busy being shuttled off and 10 hours worth. I can't do 10 minutes worth of pictures. Fucking 10 hours worth of pictures. And before you know it, you've sold out all your values and everything you believe in just so everyone else around you is happy. That is honestly what's wrong with me. If you really want to know, that's what's wrong with me.
Did this happen
You don't want to take a picture with me?
Shut up, Mitch.
Did this happen between us saying, okay, mic's down, and then the mic's coming back on?
No.
You guys were fine before that.
It's been continual.
I'm going to go on a limb, because I know I've known you guys for a long time. You and Marie are fighting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Do you want to put the fight off for a little bit and do some radio with me and entertain some people?
I am really, really trying, Dutch. I promise you I am.
Okay.
I promise you I am.
All right. I just didn't know if we were, because, I mean, entertainment can come in all sorts of forms. So if you guys want to fight, have at it.
I don't. I really don't. I really don't want to fight on it. It doesn't really matter. Nothing's going to matter. At this point, it doesn't really matter. It's happening regardless. It's just whatever.
If it makes you feel any better, I have your whole playlist ready to go.
Oh, well, that's good.
But it's fun.
Yeah. So
can I tell you some of the songs?
I know, whatever, if you want, I guess, but I'd rather be surprised.
Okay.
Well, I was gonna Motor it. What's your prize of life?
Oh, you're going to have a fun little intro song coming through those doors, Mitchell. Oh, I got a whole thing. I'm going to have like a ramp up to you. Oh, folks, if you're coming to Royce and Marie's wedding, just have your cameras at the ready for just about every part of the night, because it's going to be fun. I can't wait. I really can't wait. I know you can wait at this point, but I can't. Just to see YouTube be miserable for a day. Oh, it's going to be great. So anyways,
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm
Philip
trying.
Philip Seymour Hoffman died.
Marie could talk. I'm feeling like what's wrong with you, Marie? Because I feel like I'm the only one venting. What's bugging you? You're quiet.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, okay. That's good. We're doing good, guys. Doing good.
Is there any way that you guys can like not do this now?
Don't ask me. I'm at least trying to talk.
No, relax.
I am.
I've seen you two fight over the years. She gets frustrated and shuts down, and you just get more animated. So
I'm angry.
I know. But we don't have to talk about that. So Philip Seymour Hoffman died? Yeah?
Yeah, he did. And when I found the news out, it's very sad because, you know, we've all seen his movies and everything. You know, he's a very good
Name
actor.
Name 14 movies he was in.
Well, I have some very important ones. One very important
Wrong. One. The only movie he was ever in, the only one ever cares about is Twister.
He was in Twister?
Dude! Extreme! Yeah, he was in Twister.
I haven't seen that movie in like 12 years.
You didn't know he was in Twister? He was the crazy guy. Oh, he was so bad in that movie.
But I found out he was, you know, he died. It was all sad and everything. And then I went to Cher. I'm like, hey, Cher, you know, Philip Seymour Hoffman died. And she's like, oh, okay, like, do you know who that is? Like, no. I'm like, well, let me put this in terms that you can understand. He was the game maker in the Hunger Games. Oh, no. I wonder how far they got in filming.
That was the first thing Kelly said, too. It's the only thing she cheered about. I'm like, okay, so that's the first thing. Not Boogie Nights. Not any of the other amazing movies that he was in. The first thing
Capote.
Is, oh, my God, I hope they've finished filming the third one. Well, yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like the series and I like the story, and I think the movies are not half bad. But
I like the movies; they're really good. But
oh, they're good.
But yeah, that's what I had to. That's how I had to phrase it so that she understood what it
right.
was.
Right? How does she not know? Phillips, is she there?
Yes, she is.
Oh, is this going to be a problem again with you and the mics? Oh, hey, Sherry.
No, it's just hidden behind the computer. So
I don't grab it unless you summon me.
She's like,
well, you've been summoned. So have you seen any of his other movies aside from Hunger Games?
I didn't know who he was. How could I know?
Okay, let's just go to IMDb and see what some of his movies are. because I honestly can't name them, but I know who he is.
But I'm reading the third Hunger Games, so I was really, I was like, oh my God, he's a major part of the third book. And Mitch is like, yeah.
I was like,
along came Polly Capote. He was in Mission Impossible 3. He was in Boogie Nights. He was in
The Talented Mr.
Oh, you know what? His IMDb is incorrect because it says Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2 and it says filming, and he's not filming it right now.
Oh, no. What are they going to do? Is they going to try and pull a Dumbledore type of thing and just replace him with another old guy?
Well, he's I told not really you old, Dumbledore though. Died. Believe me.
They, all old people look the same. I didn't know he died.
You didn't know he died?
No, I didn't.
Dumbledore.
Yeah, the guy for the first two movies is like this like wispy sounding gay guy, and then they got a deep sounding gay guy to do it.
You made me feel stupid.
To be fair, I've only seen the riff tracks of Harry Potter, so.
Well, Sherry, that's kind of your fault.
Yeah, that's your fault. But
you should apologize.
I think it's gonna be more. It's gonna be like the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, or whatever. Where it's just really weird now.
Who's gonna watch it?
Well, I don't know what that is.
It's the last movie that Heath Ledger.
Yeah. He was in the middle of shooting it and he died. And
that's right.
It's like this weird, there's a reality and then there's a alter reality type of thing.
Yeah, didn't have to change the entire script up based on that.
Yeah, they did. And he had filmed all of his like the regular real world stuff, but they didn't really get far in the alternate.
So they just had a different person play it, right?
No, they had like five different actors that kind of looked like him play him, you know, and like famous people. Brad Pitt was one of
Johnny
them.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp was one of them.
But none of them look like him.
I know. That's why it's the Imaginarium.
They switched it. Yeah. Imagine he was supposed to be the guy in the entire film. But the way the movie was, like he was going in and out of different dreams. So they worked it actually into the plot really well, where every different dream he went into, he turned into a different person.
Ah, okay.
And they did that after he died. Obviously, after he died. That wasn't the initial
plan. Was the movie good?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Wow.
I just know about it because I read.
It wasn't bad. It was okay.
Apparently in Michigan, Philip Seymour Hoffman tribute, a student was rebuked over a moment of silence. Pioneer High School student has been reprimanded after calling for an unauthorized moment of silence Monday for actor Philip Seymour Hoffman, who was found dead Sunday morning for apparent drug overdose, yada, yada. Monday, during morning announcements, which I'm sure you guys are all familiar with, which are scripted and read by the students, a student at the Ann Arbor High School asked for a moment of silence for the renowned actor. Hoffman responded, blah, 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 blah. Oh, the morning announcement scripts were approved by the building administrators, but in this instance, the student decided to add the moment of silence for Hoffman without asking for permission, said Liz Margolis, district spokeswoman. Why do they have to get like the district spokeswoman involved in something very minor? Anyway,
the guest in the chat room says, according to inside sources at Lionsgate, prior to his untimely death, Philip Seymour Hoffman had finished substantially all of his work on the two remaining Hunger Games films, except for one major emotional scene left the film in the final installment of the Hunger Games series.
Oh, no.
The part where he kills Katniss.
Spoiler.
Well, either way, this kid got suspended for saying, can we have a moment of silence for Philip Seymour Hoffman?
He should get suspended for
why?
That. Because first off, how old are these kids?
High school.
Okay, high school. None of those kids fucking even know who he is. You didn't even know who he was. You guys are my co-host, and Mitch had to go to his IMDb.
I knew he was stupid. I've been exactly yelling about him the whole night.
I know who he was. I've seen a lot of his movies. I just couldn't name them.
Okay, so if you can't name them, do you think these high school kids, he's not Channing Tatum. They don't know who he is. They're just going to be like, is that Jack Black's brother? Because that's what he looks like. People forget that, he became big after Capote, but for a long time, he was the poor man's Jack Black. He was. Like, along came Polly, he wasn't big yet. He was like funny, like, hey, I'm wacky, funny guy. He was a comedic actor first.
I wouldn't go that far.
Along came Polly.
Maybe I'm just blinded by Boogie Night glasses because he was so great and cringeworthy in that movie.
No, but he was even in that, he was comedic.
I'll kiss you on the mouth.
Like, you know, like, just, you know, do you want to kiss me?
Kiss me?
Okay, was that scene? Oh, my God, I love Boogie Nights. Mersh used to have that button where he, like, after that scene, he went in his car and he's a fucking idiot.
No, forget the best. By the way, the awesome is the trinity that happened that day was the Super Bowl. And it was also Groundhog's Day. And then also Philip Seymour Hoffman died. And the funniest, I don't know who did it. I probably a lot of people, but I die laughing. Somebody tweeted, Rest in peace, Punxsutawney Philip Seymour Hoffman.
That's funny.
That was fucking hilarious. Awesome. A lot of people said that, but it was funny. And I, by the way, of course, I already started making the jokes. And one of mine was after halftime, and people got pissed. After halftime, I go, see, Philip Seymour Hoffman had 100,000 on the Broncos. Who's stupid now? And people, of course, are getting mad.
That's funny.
No, mine's not.
I shut Twitter off. I couldn't handle it.
Hey. You know what it is?
That was one of the worst, not just because my team was there, but that was one of the worst Super Bowls I've ever seen. It was boring. It wasn't fun. It's like watching Alabama take down Grambling State. Like, it was a ridiculous score, completely lopsided. One team showed up and the other one didn't. It was just a boring Super Bowl to watch. Poor Fox.
I thought, at least me, that it was kind of nice for Peyton to let Eli play that game for him. That was really nice of him. Honest, and I mean this, and this is, people make the joke all the time, but I think even Cooper Manning could have put more than 8 points. I think current day Archie could have put up more than 8 points. What the fuck happened?
That defense came with everything, man. He had no one to throw to. They were rushing him. They were fucking, they got him out of his element. He played like shit. A safety in the first play of the game. Did you see what happened, too? The entire offensive line knew the snap count, but Peyton Manning didn't know the snap count.
Did you see the article about how much the ratings dropped after halftime?
I have something better than that, but keep going.
The biggest drop in ratings in Super Bowl history. It was like an insane percentage. The people just, they stopped. You know what? Because that goes to show you how bad it is, because it's not that they changed. When the Super Bowl's on, you know as well as I do, there's nothing else on TV except the Puppy Bowl for women, but there's nothing else on.
Watching the Puppy Bowl.
What were people changing to?
I have it right here, actually. Pornhub had. I'm not joking. This is a real. This is a legit thing that I found. Pornhub. Data reveals the exact moment Denver fans turned off the Super Bowl. It was right around halftime. Like, they show that, like, you know, like the traffic from the cities of Seattle and Denver. And here, you know, if you can't copy image location. And here, I'll post it in the chat room. This is the actual graph of the traffic that they had at around that time. And you see the huge spike in Denver traffic. We just need to whack away our sorrow and shame.
Sorry, that caught me off guard. Wow.
Look at that, dude.
Can we post this on More Like Radio, just somewhere More Like Radio, if people can see it, the podcasters? Because
I posted it on my Twitter. Follow Joel Dutch.
That is nuts. By the way, Dutch, tell me this isn't a good idea. If I was Russell Wilson, and this is me, I would immediately sign on with Domino's because it's cheaper and faster. Just to fuck with Peyton, that would be my ad campaign, too. Because think about this. Do you know how much money Russell Wilson makes? Barely any money. So this guy working off
he's still in his rookie contract, right?
No, second year contract. His money doesn't kick in until the third year. So he's still making like peanuts compared to everyone else. This motherfucker is not even supposed to be tall enough to play football. And he comes in there and fucking, not him, to be fair.
The defense just smothered the Broncos, to be fair, man.
They fucking crushed him.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. It was an embarrassing, horrifyingly bad loss. And and no one is trashing Peyton Manning. He's the reason why they lost that game. Those two interceptions were pathetic. That safety was pathetic. And he was throwing balls like 18 feet above Julius Thomas's head. Do you know how hard that is? Do you know how big that man is?
Oh, no.
It's embarrassing, dude. Like, the number one offense of all time, and that's a proven fact. The most points and most touchdowns in a single season was this year by the Denver Broncos, and they put up 8.
All I'm saying, I was just amazed that after halftime that the Tebow chance didn't start.
That'd be great.
Listen, say what you want, but I'll tell you something. Tebow would have scored more points.
Not really.
No, you want
to
know.
Dude, think about the games that he had that year.
Hold on. Can I mathematically tell you why he would?
Okay.
He throws a lot less, so there would have been less pick sixes and intercepts.
Good point.
So he probably would have probably gotten at least another field goal on the board.
Yeah, I didn't take that in consideration.
Because that was the thing. Remember, after they scored initially, Peyton got down to the red zone and then just threw it away. So I guess
that here's the thing is that like we were holding out. We were at my brother's house, and he's a season ticket holder for the Broncos, has been for the last like 6 years. He's always taking his boys to the game. He was contemplating buying tickets to go out there with him and his son because his 5-year-old kid Julian is a huge Broncos and Peyton Manning fan, and even his one-and-a-half-year-old son Vincent. Every time Peyton Manning or anything sports related, not even Peyton Manning, anything like a basketball player or anything comes on the screen, Vinny will point at it and be like, Peyton Manning. Like, he's raising his boys to be huge fans. He was going to take them all down there. He was beside... I thought he was going to cry.
I think a lot of people did.
I know a lot of people did.
Because, I mean...
I was just pissed.
But you know what I would have done, Dutch? I would have killed everybody that made the commercials. Because not only... And I'm sure you agree with this, too. Not only was it the worst Super Bowl football-wise, I think it was the worst Super Bowl commercial-wise, too. They were terrible. And I'm not saying that trying to be like,
yeah, oh, I didn't even pay
one. There was maybe one or two that I giggled. I'll be honest. I might be like, oh, suck. There was one or two I giggled at. But for the most part, and Marie, now you could join in because commercials she doesn't know about. They weren't really the only one that I thought was kind of funny was the one with all the 80s characters. I forgot what it was for.
Radio Shack.
You know why I thought that one was funny? Because I always appreciate any company that's willing to take a shot at themselves.
Yeah, the fact that they were an 80s company.
Yeah. Like remember when Domino's first did that too? Like everyone's like kinda respect that, bro.
Yeah, then going, our pizza sucks. When they came out and did that, they're like, our pizza tastes like cardboard. We're sorry, terrible. Dude.
Like terrible. No, but like the only one I giggled at was that, and that was probably what you would call like a nostalgia giggle. It was just because like, oh, it's Al.
Like, hey, that's something I remember.
You like the Muppets commercial.
Oh, and that was the second one. The Muppets commercial was hilarious to me because that I love that actor. The black guy, I forget his name. President Camacho in Idiocracy. I think he's hilarious. And of course Muppets is always funny, and I did kind of like that one. But
see, that at that point when that commercial was aired, I was so pissed off. Oh,
no, see, there's a different. I guess you're right. I see why you say that. Me and Marie saw it the day before because they had leaked a few.
Oh,
so we had saw it and we thought it was funny without even any of the game to oh, a lot of people. I've seen from what I didn't see it because I was out, but a lot of people said I wasn't here at halftime that the Bruno Mars show was good. Was it good? I didn't watch it.
You know what, dude? That was the only.
A lot of people told me
the
it was good.
Only good part of it was him. Here's why: he kept it short. He played his good songs. He didn't try to showboat. He just did his regular stage act. I don't know why Red
and
Hot Chili
Peppers. And he pulled his titty out.
He didn't pull a titty out, no. But he had the Red Hot Chili Peppers come out and play Give It Away Now, and that was all they did. I'm like, their best and biggest song, I get it, but why were they there? He was doing a good job. They came out, did that, and then he finished with Just the Way You Are, where it was just him on the stage.
Oh, Dutch, also breaking sports news. Can I get some breaking news here?
Oh, shit. Wait, hold on. On this show, isn't Mitch supposed to be doing it with his mouth?
Oh, that's right. Breaking sports news. It seems like Steven Sir Barks-a-Lot tore his rotator cuff in the Puppy Bowl. He will miss the rest of next season.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He was sad.
Yep. It's crazy. It's nuts. I know. Here's what happened. He vomited, and then he was trying to lick it up. Another dog hit him on the side, popped right out.
Ugh.
Yeah, man.
Those rotator cuffs.
Yeah. He was quoted as saying it was rough.
Oh, I don't know if you guys saw this during the Puppy
Bowl. Shut up, Mitch.
High five.
Let him sit in that for a second.
Hey, Doug. If you think that's a bad joke, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Oh. What are you doing tonight?
I'm trying to cheer up, idiot.
Okay. But you're bringing me down now.
Hey, Dutch.
You're putting me in a bad mood.
Came out of retirement to coach the Puppy Bowl?
No, no. Who was it?
Themselves, Charlie B. Barkin.
Okay, that's fine. Now, I don't mind that one because that's a callback to a character.
I imagine an old grizzled Charlie B. Barkin with a hat and a whistle. God damn it! What did I tell you, Rover?
The only commercial that I actually paid attention to, because it happened to be like where I was paying attention and not screaming about the team half, you know, like, 'cause me, my brother and I, just between commercial breaks, were just screaming out how much we sucked, was the puppy and horse Budweiser commercial. That one, yeah. Dude, I'm not going to lie, that one got me a little misty-eyed. I was like, oh, look at their friends.
You know, it is funny to me that the commercial that is the most heartwarming and the sweetest one is a beer that most white trash idiots drink.
Exactly. Order is Bud Heavy. Who was the last time you went and said, I'll have a Bud Heavy? If you're going to get Budweiser, you're going to get Bud Light.
Dutch, do me a favor, bro. Crack me open a Bud Ice. You could just crack me open a Bud.
Oh, yeah, remember the Penguins?
Remember, dude.
How's your butt? Doobie, doobie. The call's coming from inside the house. Mitch, could you pull up one of those commercials? Mainly the one where they were doing like the horror one. Like the just Bud Ice Penguins, calls coming from inside the house.
Yeah, that one, there was a few of them.
We had an old beer mug that had a little button on it. And when you opened it and you pressed the button, it did the doobie, 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 doobie,
doo. I had one too.
Nice.
In Pittsburgh, and so obviously the Penguins were a thing.
I had one, but not because of that. I had one because for back in the day, that commercial was so popular everywhere that they would sell those mugs at Spencer's.
Well, shut up for a second, because okay. I was talking, and you're not important. So the irony,
that's kinda mean.
The irony of the situation that we had a beer stein that played the doobie 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 where the Penguins is that I grew up in a dry house with no alcohol. So
yes,
we had
here.
Purely for the sportsmanship of it's not even related to the sports team of the Penguins, but that it had Penguins and we liked hockey and so we owned it.
One of my favorite stories, Regis told me this story recently too. She went with her, she went on a,
well, let me tell it because.
Oh, the dry house, the cruise, tell the cruise one. Let me get some water.
So we were excited to know that we were going to go on a whiskey distillery tour with you, Dutch, and your wonderful girlfriend, Kelly, who took 3 wonderful days off to spend time with us because she's awesome. And I was explaining to Royce that it would be nice to do a whiskey distillery tour where I can actually enjoy the whiskey. Because twice in my life, I've gone on alcohol-making tours with my family purely for the educational purposes.
What?
What?
Why would you ever do that?
Yes.
I didn't even get to drink any.
You didn't get to have any? That's the point of going on the tour.
Dutch, that is exactly what I screamed at her, too.
When I was 16, I was on a Norwegian cruise with my mother, my aunt, and my grandmother, and we were stopping off in...
Yeah.
In Ireland or Switzerland, Ireland or Scotland, I think it was Scotland, and we went on a whiskey distillery tour purely for the educational purposes.
But
and
why? If it's a dry family, what was the purpose?
Because whiskey is what it's about, and they filter it
twice. I just realized something. Time out. Is this going to be a dry wedding?
No.
I was going to say, I'm canceling my plane tickets tomorrow if that's the case.
No,
if anything, it's extra wet. It's
good. I love wet.
Please, wet, just like all over your face and back.
Right, now, yeah, and call me a bitch and just smack me a few times.
Right in my mouth.
Right in my mouth.
I suck cock, and I love it. Yummy, 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 yummy.
The second tour I ever went on was when we were going from, we drove up the coastline of California from LA to San Francisco to see the coast, and we stopped off in Napa Valley, and we did a wine tour, and I didn't drink any wine.
By the way, Napa Valley is also where they grow all the auto parts for Napa Auto Parts. Same place.
Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Shut up, I do it.
Okay. Mitch, what's on your screen?
I like aggressive Marie.
I have the Bud Ice Penguin commercial.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Play.
Hello.
How's your Bud Ice? Doobie, doobie.
That's a big one tonight.
It's okay. The police are tracing the call.
This is the police. Those calls are coming from inside the house. Repeat, those calls are coming from inside the house.
Drink Bud Ice, but beware the Penguins.
Sir? Sir?
That's
so silly.
So dumb.
Now I kind of want to see Budweiser. Remember the 3 frogs?
Oh, no. The Budweiser frogs? No.
Hey, Dutch.
While you're at it, look up the Wuz Up, guys.
Wuz Up! Sorry.
Budweiser really did have a lot of commercials that had absolutely nothing to do with beer.
Yeah, you know, back in the day, Budweiser was like Geico. Like, they just had different spokesmen, and they had nothing to do with
it. Nothing to do with it. They're just trying to get the name to stick in your brain when you're buying shit.
Maybe right. It was one of those things where, like, why is the rum gone? Where when you're drunk, you say it, and it reminds you that you want to be drinking that thing.
Yeah, true.
Like, not saying, like, hey, we have a great product, but, like, hey, if you're drunk, you're going to say the thing that we are, so buy our product and suck it.
Suck it hard.
Suck it long.
Suck it real good.
So, do you want to hear about my little skirmish I had, Dutch? Or because I'm kind of excited.
Yeah, apparently, you were telling me before the show, I didn't see it because I haven't been on Twitter this weekend, but
yeah,
what happened?
There's a gentleman.
Hi, what happened?
Well, let's just say that if Royce gets on the local news in the next week or so, I wouldn't be surprised.
Right. So there's this gentleman. His name is Todd Kincannon.
Hey, what happened?
Sorry.
Let me read his bio on his Twitter. He is the honey badger of American politics and husband to the greatest wife ever.
Honey badger?
You don't give a shit.
You don't give a fuck.
You don't give a fuck.
He just takes what he wants.
Now, honey badgers are just crazy.
And let me read his Wikipedia so we give you a little background.
It's pretty badass. Look.
I just love that every time.
Oh, look, it's chasing things and eating them.
Well, he's one of those dudes, like, you know, Dutch, when they have those...
don't care. Honey badger don't give a shit. It just takes what it wants.
There it was.
When they have those people like Rush or stuff like that, every once in a while they have like some dude, local dude, fill in.
YYZ?
Yeah. That's so hard to play.
Rush Hospital?
Yeah. And then Limbaugh, too. His name is Todd Kincannon. He's Esquire. He's a lawyer. Born June 12, 1981, 1 year older than me. He's a chairman of Simpsonville.
He's a young guy that Rush lets him sit in for him?
No, not him. Other conservative. Anyway, let me finish reading. Is a chairman of the Simpsonville, South Carolina Election Commission. Of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Wow, how ironic. He currently resides in Simpsonville. No shit, three times.
The city sounds so fake.
He earned a JD from the University of South Carolina in 2007. He's a lawyer.
Go Gamecocks.
Right. So here's his problem. Kincannon is a nationally noted parliamentary member of the American Institute. Okay. Here's what happened, though. He had a bunch of controversy stuff on his Wikipedia page. He took it off. So he's one of those dudes that he's one of those Tea Party guys, but not...
doesn't use a saucer when he pours the tea.
He's that kind of guy. It's like, dude, come on. Fucking
a little rough around the edges.
You have to do pinkies out when you stir.
So what he was doing on Twitter, I thought was a little creepy. And you know how I am. I get bored and I follow different people. Now, if you look at Todd Boy's Twitter, he has 6,000 followers. He's following 5,000. So he's really killing it. He's the guy that got in trouble for a bunch of sexist, stupid tweets. You know what's worse than a shock jock? A political shock jock, and that's what he tries to be.
Okay, hold on. He's a radio dude?
Every once in a while, but he's more of just one of those Twitter politic guys and a chairman for Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Okay, so he's in trench of politics. Is he like one of the talking heads? Like they'll bring him up on TV every once in a while, that kind of thing?
Boring.
Like, look at the chat room. Like, he'll be like, you know, Todd Kincannon, legal expert. You know, like,
okay, all right. So one of these guys. So what happened? Like, did you talk to him? Did he talk to you?
I actually didn't even approach him aggressively. It was weird what he was doing because he's an adult and he's a chairman and someone was telling me about it. So I go to his page and what he was doing was he was getting pictures of girls that were like taking pictures on Twitter. He wasn't at replying them. He was taking screenshots of their posts, posting it on his Twitter to his super like right wing followers, calling the girl like a whore. Making fun of which I thought was weird. And my only
was he taking screenshots so that they wouldn't be mentioned? Right.
Take screenshots so you wouldn't at reply them. So you could basically like it's like subtweeting, like make fun of them, but they wouldn't know. So basically, someone pointed out to me, and I didn't even get aggressive. I just said to him, "Hey, dude, I just want to point something out to you, bro. You're posting pictures of barely legal girls, screenshots of them on your page, and." I know you're trying to insult them, but you're the one that looks creepy, man. You're a representative, you know? And he came back, instead of course, going at me, he took a screenshot of it saying, oh, look, here comes the white knight to defend the girls.
Hold on. Farthest thing from what you are.
Well, I know, but dude, If you want to get underneath someone's skin, call them a white knight. That is a horrible.
No, you're right. But you know what bothered me was he didn't at reply me. I found out because somebody sent it to me. Like, I wasn't paying attention. You know, I sent the comment. I left it alone because I don't go when I don't check people's pages. So
you just figure they would be the type of person to at reply.
He's an adult. He's a politician. He talks. He's apparently be able to talk. Anyway. He said that. So then I replied to him. I go, oh, I go, dude, really wrong person, bro. So he started with me. He started his typical, you know, little bat, you know, the typical, and his all his followers were. And by the way, his followers are a bunch of like really old Tea Partiers, like really old people. So it was kind of funny. Like, since there's really conservative, and Dutch, you grew up in a conservative house, same as
I did.
They wouldn't, like, instead of calling me a dumbass, they would call me a dumb butt. They wouldn't want to say ass. And
okay.
I swear to God, one of them even wrote LMBO. Instead of laughing my ass off, they were laughing my butt off. To where I replied, ass. The word is ass. It's not a sin to say it, dude.
Here's so the thing. Hold on. Time out.
Yeah.
Now, what was he saying in remark to these whores?
Well,
rightfully so, because these whores were taking selfie shots themselves. So, like, why did you care at all that he was doing this?
No. I did, Dutch. I was bored. Let me tell you, very simple. I was bored, and I was, and you know,
That's the start of any sentence.
So I was looking around, and somebody, I don't remember who, but
maybe
somebody goes,
me.
Check out what this guy is doing. A fan, probably. I don't remember who it was. Really, don't. But it was interesting to me because when I read, I see a guy with a tie. Because if you look at his Twitter, Dutch, you see a guy with a tie. You see that he's a this. And you see him doing something that a 15-year-old would. It caught my attention. I'm not going to lie. And maybe that's what he wanted. Maybe he's a shtick. I'll give him that. But it catches your attention when somebody who's supposed to be in politics is doing something that, like, you would do in high school. So I was like, dude, you realize you look silly, right? Like, I wasn't even being aggressive or like, hey, shithead, I'll kick your ass. It was like, what are you doing, dude?
Can you get to the dick part?
So anyway, yeah, let me get to the fun part. Apparently, this guy has had a lot of issues with a lot of people. So I got a lot of followers, and I'm like, that's weird. Well, these people are following me. But then I started getting a lot of direct messages. People were going, hey, dude, follow me. I want to send you something. I want to send you a direct message. So I'm like, okay. I figure, all right, no problem. Send me a direct message. Now, mind you, he started saying, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. So I did a typical 411 search, and I go, hey, and I posted the link. I go, you may want to get yourself unlisted before you start fighting people because it's public knowledge, you idiot. And I'm talking about you could look them up in a phone book. I'm like, and so then he got scared, and instead of the right thing to do is go, that's not my address, you moron. He goes, oh, it's a federal law if you do. I'm like, you idiot, you just confirmed where you live, you moron. You idiot, because I would have done the...
Well, back up. Sorry, I was looking at his page. You posted his address?
No, I did not. I posted a link to a 411. You go to 401.com, put his name, and it comes up.
Okay.
He's public.
Well, that's public knowledge. Yeah, if you're a fucking a public servant, that's... You know,
exactly. So it was readily available information. And it turns out, Dutch, people were sending me pictures. Maybe somebody could find it. But before I get into the really fun picture, he posted a picture of his house. The guy has a TV, you know, one of those TV dinner trays next to his toilet. And people were pointing it out. And that's all people were obsessed with it going, who eats on the toilet? I swear to God, it's not a lie.
It's like it's every time this happens, our listeners are the type of people who just be like, they'll pick out one weird thing in the background and then harp on that. I love when they do that.
Let's get to the money shot, pun intended. He is a lawyer, and he works for his own law firm, the Kincannon firm, the Todd Kincannon law firm.
Kincannon.
Yeah, apparently he's married, but he was flirting with somebody, and it got to the email stage. Now, the person he was flirting with blacked out their name and sent me this going, I just want to show you what a piece of shit this guy is. So I'm going to post it in the chat room, and I posted this. Here it is. There you go. If you want to make it big, Dutch, I'll read it for the listeners.
Whoa.
It's an email from his law firm, from his personal email, by the way. If you go to his website,
You go too much further, he posts things like this: Super Bowl sucks more dick than adult Trayvon
than
Martin
adult
Trayvon for drug money,
which is hilarious.
Okay, so he's like a drug. He's like a shock politician.
Right. Okay. Now, Dutch, look at the picture in the chat room of the email that this young lady screen capped for me and sent to me on February 6, 2012 at 3:37 a.m., Todd Kincannon from his Todd at thekincannonfirm.com sent. Now, this is a sex thing. I want you to remember.
Pursuant to our agreement.
What is
from a business email account.
A business email. I'm going to read this. Pursuant to our agreement that you will never distribute this and I will never distribute your pictures. Here you go. I want to see the one with you and your friend and more of that. And then there's a picture of his
dick. Picture of his dick. Why did they blur it out then?
I don't know.
Why does it fucking matter?
But no, I guess it was so I could post it on Twitter.
You can still post naked pictures on Twitter if you follow any porn stars.
They have been
it's nothing but open assholes and.
I know, but I mean, on you're right, but on actual Twitter's own picture service, which is easier to use because it pops up when you scroll down versus like the other ones the porn stars use. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He sent we're focusing on the wrong thing. He sent a dick pic.
I want to see his dick. How's the wrong thing to focus on? I feel like I got robbed here.
So then he went into damage control when I posted this thing. Oh, you believe everything you see on the internet? I go, no, but that's your email and that's your dick, bro. And he kept getting mad because I started taking the tactic, Dutch, of I wasn't fighting him. I wasn't calling him names. I was being silly, just dismissive, like you're an idiot. And it was killing him because he wanted me to fight him. He wanted me, and I kept saying stuff like, what are you doing? I go, and let me tell you what he was grasping at straws. You want to know what his big comeback was, Dutch?
Yes.
Oh, yeah? On your show, do you have a license to play music?
Do you know that we're smarter than that?
I said, well,
we know the right ones not to play.
I said, first off, on my talk show, yeah, I do. Why? You idiot. So I guess he was trying to scare me with some sort of. So anyway,
I'll come at you legally.
Anyone who wants to send Todd Kincannon, an email, if he would like, if he is a man, and I'm sure I'm going to get his response or screen cap, whatever it is, saying I'm not going to call that piece of show. But Toddy boy, we're bigger than you, and you know it. Look at the numbers. So if someone wants to tweet at Todd _ Kincannon, KINCANNON, and he could call in right now and defend himself. The number is 954-573-2780. He's a publicity hound. So if he wants to do it, and by the way, here's the other thing, Dutch. I never mentioned politics, not once. But what do you think him and all his followers were doing? They were all, and I was bringing
up political stuff. They're calling you liberal, I'm assuming, right?
And I was like, I didn't mention my political beliefs once. I'm just saying you're a piece of shit. Oh, and you want to know what his shock joke was? He goes, you're just defending these girls because you're using all these tissues to clean up a sticky situation. You want to know my reply was?
What a douche.
I go, yep. It's called semen, Todd. If you want a reference, check your back and your face. And he doesn't know what to do because he's used
your
to
your back and your face.
Yeah, your back and your face. Because assuming he has a guy.
I just
guy
love the fact that like a guy was coming on him so hard that he started on his face and said, "Hold on, let me get to your back. Oh. Turn around. It's still
two
going."
Guys.
Dutch, two guys, pig roast.
I like my idea better. It's funnier.
It's sexier. You're right. I mean,
a guy with a huge load like that.
Fire hose load.
Yeah, fire hose.
So if Todd wants to come, and by the way, he is a handsome man. If you can see, you see his pictures. You see how handsome this gentleman is.
Hold on, let me check.
Look at the chat. I'm going to post some more of his pics in the chat room.
It's not that handsome.
Now I want you not to focus on his humongous mole.
He's kind of a doughboy.
Hey, don't focus.
Have a mole?
Don't focus on his mole on the right side of his face. It looks like
that's all I see now.
It looks like he got a prison tattoo, like a teardrop. And by the way, can they please put legal correspondent in parentheses so it's not like I don't think he's legal anything.
And I spelled correspondent wrong.
Well, obviously. Because that's the kind of TV shows he goes on. He goes, hey, Todd, you go on the kind of TV shows where they spell correspondent wrong. You shit dick.
I think I played it like 2 weeks ago or whatever. Like that whole bit of George Carlin going off about guys named Todd. Mm-hmm. Like he just hates that name for some reason. George Carlin was the greatest.
Ready for a Shyamalan twist? Todd's not his real name. His real name is James. Todd is his middle name. He goes by Todd because it sounds
on purpose. Why would you go by James? That's a respectable name to go by.
To him, Todd Kincannon sounds more like a cool superhero name than James Kincannon. I'm serious, dude.
Dude, why would you want to go by Jimmy? That's a great name.
I don't know, but what do you think? What do you think the only thing I call him is now?
Oh, Jimmy.
I only call him Jimmy and Jimbo. And I won't respect him enough to get into a debate because I would annihilate him and anything like that. But it's a matter of seeing someone squirm because this guy's one of those dudes who has a little following and he picks on people. But when someone bigger picks on him, he goes into like, I'm going to sue you if you do anything in my house. And that's where I live. And that's my mother's.
Does he not understand? Here's the thing, though. he's looking for the negative attention because he's the kind of guy who goes, okay, any bad publicity is good publicity. So, he doesn't understand that, like, you know, the type of animals like our listeners that exist on Twitter. The fact that they pulled up his address immediately is amazing to me.
It was an annihilation of epic proportions, to a level of his only comebacks were like you know when an old guy is trying to insult you, but all that you laugh at him because the insults, just the way I talk to my friends is worse than the way this guy insulted me.
Right,
that's what he was doing, where I was like, seriously,
you're a little light in the loafers there, aren't you?
Yeah, like those are his insults. Like, instead, he's the kind of guy that instead of saying semen, he'd rather say 40 words to make it sound witty, but instead you sound like a child, like that, or he won't say ass. And I'm sorry, but what adult screen caps, like, what are you doing? Like, if you want to fight, or if you want to pick a fight, that's fine, but pick it with me, idiot. Don't sit there and screen cap shit like a child in your home because you live with your mother.
Here's the thing. Hold on, Dutch.
Let me finish. He's 32 years old and he lives with his mother, Roxy, and his wife live with them because they don't make enough money to live alone.
That's for reals?
This is 100% fact. And on top of that, in his mom's house, in the room that he sleeps with his wife and his dog, he has a TV tray next to his toilet, which is where I'm assuming he puts his penis to send cock pics from his fucking work account. Only thing I could think of.
You know what I'm taking away from this whole thing? You're a scary person to be on the wrong end of wrath from. You researched this guy's entire life, found emails, found his address, found out where he lived, what his mother's name is, that he's married, that he has all this stuff out there in a day.
While on the toilet.
While on the toilet.
Well, his wife is Ashley and his mother's Roxy. It's public knowledge. I'm not breaking.
Here's the theory. Look, Royce, I know it's public knowledge. The fact that you went out of your way to find it with a guy who called you a douche on Twitter is amazing.
Because you know what, Dutch? Here's the thing.
I let shit roll off my back. You do not. That's what I love about you. Don't ever stop doing it.
But you know what? But like I said, I have the mentality of the reason a lot of people
of an insane are, person.
A reason a lot of people are dicks is because they've never been punched. And right. that doesn't have to even mean literally. I mean figuratively punched. They've never been punched. There's people that prey on people that are dumb or stupid because that's and I do it too. Don't get me wrong. I've had my share of picking on people, Reba McEntire. I get it. I'm not saying that. But the truth of the matter is that I've been punched in the mouth too, like anybody else. I've been punched in the mouth where I realized, I kind of crossed. I get it. This guy needed a punch on the mouth. He got his punch on the mouth. Now, if he has any testicles, and he has a penis, at least according to the picture, it's blurred out, so I'm assuming it's Ethan. If he wants to call in and debate me verbally like a man instead of on Twitter like a bunch of 15-year-old girls.
It wasn't a debate, though. What are you going to debate about? It wasn't about politics. It was just you guys just slinging shit at each other.
Dutch, can I make fun of him on air, please? Can you just pretend so I could get him the call?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Yes, let's debate. Let's have a serious topic about dick pics.
I want to talk about politics and how big that mole is on your face.
And why did you blur your penis?
I want to know what the rest of your email account is so I can get dick pics.
Yeah, can we send them to everybody? Oh, by the way, you want to know what his other comeback was? He goes, that's Photoshop, clearly. He goes,
comeback.
Well, obviously, it's blurred out.
Oh, come, I get it.
What? Then he says to me, how long were you on Google searching for Todd Kincannon dick pics?
And how you should have said 2 hours, sir, and I came up with this.
let me finish. And then,
doing that right now.
Then he goes, and how many bottles of Jergens did you go through? I go, 2, Jimbo. I know you're a grower, not a shower. Bra. I said bra, B-R-A-H, because that's even worse. Because that's
so annoying. You were so annoying.
He got so mad. What are you laughing at?
Google search Todd Kincannon dick pics image search. The first one that comes up is the exact photo that we just.
Wouldn't it be a shame, Dutch, if Simpsonville, South Carolina, their local news department, got an anonymous email with dick pics from one of their local representatives sending them from his email account, even though he's happily married with a dog and a TV tray next to his toilet?
It came from thetrenches.us. Breaking, Todd Kincannon, former SC GOP executive director in sexting scandal?
What? This happened in 2012, so I guess he's put this behind him.
February 2012.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
He's sending dick pics all over the place. I get it, bro. You know what I think's happening?
Dick pics all over this bitch.
I figured it out.
Well, good for him. Like, what is he a representative of? Like, his county?
South Carolina.
Simpsonville, South Carolina. You know what I figured out, Dutch, is that here's what's happening. He's figured out a way to creep on like cute chicks on Twitter, but not get in trouble because then he makes fun of them. What he's doing, because this guy has so many, he probably has more screenshots in his computer than the NSA does, because that's all he does, Dutch. I don't think you understand. That's all he does. So what he does is he goes around and looks at these half naked chicks, rubs a load out, sends cock pics, but then when his wife goes, hey, what are all these for? He's like, no, baby, I'm making fun of them, showing them that this is wrong. Because that's the only reason. Because why else would you have 500? Because I have a bunch of pictures of naked women on my phone, but that's because I masturbate to them, not to fucking shame them.
Well, that's just a waste of space in your phone. You just
Dutch,
it
saves Dutch, by my phone, I mean like in a cloud thing, you idiot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They're not on my phone. Yeah, I'm gonna put space up. Get out of here. Anyway, the stuff I watch, I don't know if it's technically legal in America. So.
Okay, I don't know anything of this in case this legally comes back to bite us in the ass when he listens to this break. Because he's going to.
I don't. Oh, of course he is. Not only is he going to listen, he's going to listen rubbing his helmet with his fat fingers.
He's the kind of guy that feeds off. Do we have any radio breaks from him? Like him filling in for Rush? Or?
I have some YouTube audio.
Sure.
Of Kin Cannon.
I just want to see if he actually has any kind of chops with this stuff. Did he actually get fill in for Rush one time, or were you just making a comparison?
I'm just making like one of those, okay, here's one. Good day, Columbia.
Hey, Columbia, welcome back, and good morning to you. So since it
that's
was,
not him, let me put him on. Let me fast forward to him.
Of course, the big one.
Here he is, legal expert.
But even
immigration
the Northwest,
laws.
There are states you wouldn't normally think of immigration being
here
an
comes.
Issue.
Right.
What does it mean when the federal government steps in and says to a state, we're going to sue you? This isn't Judge Wapner, you know?
Right. Well, the federal government has the authority to file civil rights lawsuits against the states. They have since the 14th Amendment was enacted in the late 1800s.
Okay. I'm sorry.
The problem with this
that Carolina accent, I was living there for the last 6 weeks. In the last like 2 months, I've been there. I hate the Carolina southern accent.
Dutch, can you please let Kenny Powers finish?
You sound like an asshole. Like it just you don't sound because like girls with southern accents sound smart or not smart. They sound hot, and dudes sound kind of slow and dumb. You just sound obnoxious, and it sounds like you're doing an impression of accents. Anybody from Carolina, I hate your accent.
Not only that, the best part about it is now that I'm seeing his suit, he looks like his mom dressed. You know, like when your mom dresses you with a suit that's a little too big, so you grow
a little too big, it's a little too boxy. Doesn't quite right.
Right. So you grow into it. Like,
are you playing the video on your end?
You know what? As a matter of fact, I will do that right now, Dutch. That's a good point.
I was going to say because I don't.
Yeah. I had just pulled it up on the computer, but I'll grab it quick. But while I pull it up, I'll point out. Yeah, he's doing that thing where he's totes cash. He's wearing a suit, but he's also not wearing a tie. Like on the new, he's like, hey, you know.
No, he's pulling the Obama.
Yeah, I'm professional, but I also like to hang loose. Like,
I hate the Obama look. Wear a tie, you shitheaded.
Celebrate good Obama, come on.
But not his tie.
I pull that up. Yeah, you're the leader of the free world.
We're a tie, you shithead.
You're the leader of the free world. Okay, here's the video.
All right, here you go.
After the Civil War. The problem with this lawsuit is, and I think the problem with a lot of these, is there's no actual civil rights violation here. Mm-hmm. There's no problem with...
It's like he gets his haircut at Great Clips.
...laws, and the Supreme Court has said basically that in a recent case.
Well, I'm just an old country lawyer, but it seems to me...
God, well, the problem is that these Hispanics are coming in and taking over the jobs that our Negroes had.
Hey, Froghorn Leghorn, you want to fucking speak with your real voice?
Try it again.
Shithead. No, I said it right.
And I think they'll say even more than that this time, but, you know, the South Carolina law does nothing.
Hey, guys, he's a legal correspondent.
Thing the federal law doesn't do. And there's absolutely no reason why the state...
Am I wrong? Or should correspondent have a D in it?
No, you're wrong by saying Froghorn Leghorn.
The federal government's law. Now, I guess that's the question. We talked about it briefly last week here on the show. This, the South Carolina...
What show is this? This is the worst shot show.
First off, we're the 847th person to see this, and it is Good Day, Columbia.
Isn't Columbia, South Carolina?
Yeah.
Okay.
books federally.
Not
correct?
To be confused with any other Columbia. There's like a Columbia, the Columbia in every
we
state.
Actually like.
No, I was going to say there's. I think it feels like there's a Columbia in every state.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, Portland.
And then there's a district of also.
Right.
Then why?
But Dutch, you see what I mean about a suit? Look at his suit. You see what I mean? Like you know when it's he doesn't look like he looks like a child wearing a husky suit from.
He
Sears.
Looks like he's trying to pull something off from like the old timey gangster movies. Hey, it's Vinny. Hey, come on down here to eat some
yeah,
matzah.
Yeah, but their suits actually fit though, because they had the money to actually get a proper
yeah,
suit.
Yeah, sort of, but like with the white, you know, like the white collars from the underside of your shirt coming out from underneath the suit. Like that's kind of
I know what you're saying.
It's like a fat mafioso guy type look.
Right, but they didn't get their suits at Men's Warehouse.
Yeah, but how often do you think he rolls up and down Myrtle Beach in his 1997 BMW to try to pick some chicks? Yeah. What do you think?
He's up and down the strip.
Yeah, up and down the strip of Myrtle Beach, which is like 0.2 miles of a fucking bum community. And he's rolling down going, hey, baby. Yeah, that's right. The Todd Kin Cannon. You know why they call me Cannon? This dick. Fuck you, shit. You moron. You fucking son of a bitch. That's what you are. And by the way, Todd. What happened? Why is the carpet all wet, Todd?
I don't know, Margo.
By the way, Todd. You're fucking...
Can we go on a break with that?
Fucking Todd!
I know I played a couple weeks ago, but I feel like I have to go on a break with that one.
Okay, but let me finish with Todd, okay?
Okay.
He is... This motherfucker. This motherfucker... First off...
Mofo.
This mofo. You know what he looks like? He looks... You know Kirby's Dream Planet? He looks like if Kirby was wearing a suit. That's what he looks like. He's a little fucking marshmallow puffball who's successful with women.
That was such a random... Me and like two listeners got
Dutch,
that.
Dutch, be careful. He's going to eat the MacBook Pro and throw a star at you.
Oh, no. Kirby's dream world. Wow.
You fucking shit dick. You moron. You know what? You're my age. If we were in high school, I'd be picking on your little chubby ass, you piece of shit. At least I was fucking football fat. You were just fucking nerd fat. That's what you were. I was offensive lineman fat. You were, I can't see my dick fat. You fucking son of a bitch.
Oh, my God. Jesus. What a great comeback. If you're a fat guy, call another guy fat. You'd be like, hey, at least I'm football fat.
I'm football fat.
That is fucking funny. I'm stealing that right in front of you. That is awesome. I'm so using that.
He has fat guy skinny arm syndrome.
I'm working on a new half hour, and I'm using that. I'm stealing it right in front of your face.
I don't care. It's fine. But you know what I'm saying? Like when you see, like for example, I'll give you a perfect example. Punchy's football fat because Punchy's fat. No doubt, he's lost weight, but even Punchy's big dude, big shoulders, big guy. But he's that guy who's fat in the stomach, but has these little skinny arms, like. Very those weirdly he's an amoeba
Punchy?
Like that no not Punchy Todd Kincaid I'm saying
oh I was gonna say Punchy's he's football fat he's a thick guy
yeah Punchy's football fat
he's football fat
this guy's just shameful fat. This guy's that kind of guy who, you know what he looks like? He looks like the kind of guy who still wears size 40 jeans but he really needs 42s. You know what I mean? Like he's still trying to live the dream. Like look at his pants.
The pockets are kind of popping out a little bit.
I'm a fat guy who's lost weight now, so I can tell you both sides of it. And I've been exactly where he's at, where you do not want to go that one extra size up because then you're going to be miserable. So he's like, it's still buttons, but look at his stomach hanging over his belt. It's still buttons, Todd, but your belt is going over your fucking Dickies belt, which I'm sure you bought at Walmart because that's the biggest store they have in South Carolina, you son of a bitch piece of shit. And by the way, asshole, that's how you insult somebody without fucking screen cap. Verbally drops mic, bro.
More like radio, less like crap.
And I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd. You know, yeah, it's just a goofy fucking name, okay? Hi, what's your name? Todd. I'm Todd. And this is Blake and Blair and Blaine and Brent. Where are all these goofy fucking boys' names coming from? Taylor, Tyler, Jordan, Flynn. These are not real names. You want to hear a real name? Eddie. Eddie is a real name. Whatever happened to Eddie? He was here a minute ago. Joey and Jackie and Johnny and Phil, Bobby and Tommy and Danny and Bill. What happened? Todd. And Cody and Dylan and Cameron and Tucker. Hi, Tucker. I'm Todd.
Hi, Todd. I'm Tucker.
Fuck Tucker. Tucker sucks. And fuck Tucker's friend, Kyle. There's another soft name for a boy, Kyle. Soft names make soft people. I'll bet you anything that 10 times out of 10, Nikki, Vinny, and Tony will beat the shit out of Todd, Kyle, and Tucker. Thank you very much.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's Tee Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs.
Wait, why is that guy gargling?
This is your morning wake-up call.
Get up.
It's how I get my morning started. They're my morning show.
All right, here's a little inside info. They're not even real listeners. These are stage people, and you hear the same thing across the entire country. And that's why Hammy, the true American, is going to serve his country and expose these hack shows for what they are.
Fail FM. Only on Brain Stew Radio. Friday nights, 8 to 10 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
MoreLikeRadio.com. The new standard in internet radio.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show.
Mark out radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Lust and Love Radio.
Ham Radio.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by Volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
It's the Red Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
Welcome to the Gentleman Show.
Welcome back to the Ellison Albert Show.
This is the Fifth Circle.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Consume Radio.
The Nerd Hour.
Alright, you're checking out the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio.
More Like Radio!
You ever wonder what goes on at morelikeradio.com? Midnights, Sunday, and Thursday? Well, here's how it sounds.
Two people in this damn radio show right now are shirtless, and one of them just farted.
Oh, Punchy.
That's right, folks. It's 360 on 420. This is what you get every week.
Let's all get naked.
You don't jerk one out before you go to bed?
That's upsetting.
This is definitely a man's man kind of show. Five guys sitting around shirtless. They talk about everything. No big deal.
You know what you are? You're a ball buster.
I'm not that much of a Nazi. Come on now. Look, wait a minute. You don't jerk off Indian style? It helps the flow because you can feel the, you know.
It's part of his DDP yoga routine.
He's like, when you arc it at the ceiling fan, does it, like, hit it? The look I just saw from him was amazing.
So if this kind of talk is for you, come on by every Sunday and Thursday at midnight. MoreLikeRadio.com. Dead babies.
Shirtlessness is an option.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles. Oh. The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how... You know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the MoreLikeRadio cavalcade of stars? Who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind MoreLikeRadio. Right. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
A family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
We have hit a construction hiccup in our renovation, so okay. Everybody's going to have to be sharing classroom space.
What?
Oh. Hey, do you have a freezer, or should I flush these frogs? My check comes either way. Oh, come on. Foster's sticking us with the math kids that use letters instead of numbers.
Do you mean algebra?
I guess. Anyway, it's going to be a couple of crazy months, huh?
I'm sorry, months?
Right. Years if the bond issue fails, which it might, since voters are trending anti-future.
Anti-future? Who's anti-future?
I don't know. The Amish, the dying, television industry, print media... Record industry, railroad industry, karaoke machine owners. You got this? I'm going to go not smoke pot.
Welcome back. Second hour of Dutch and Royce on MoreLikeRadio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780. You can also Twitter us, Joel Dutch, Hippo Juice Film, H Juice Marie, or Chim Heil. Sherry, do you have a Twitter?
She went to bed.
What is her Twitter?
Dalai Lama.
Dalai Lama, spelled...
D-H-L-Y...
Am I right? Underscore L-L-A-M-A.
Yes, I like that name. Twitter name ever.
No, it's actually really...
It's good, but with the underscore, it makes it bad. I know.
You mean like Todd underscore King Cannon? Sorry.
Yes.
By the way, one last thing. We're not going to... We've given him more time than he deserves, but I just want to point one last thing out. He is active on Twitter. He's had at least 15...
Very active.
He's had at least 15 to 16 people send him the show number and the link, and he has yet to reply. So, Todd, what's going on? Sorry.
So, anyways, for you podcasters, if you don't know how to watch us or listen to us live, go to morelikeradio.com/live on the appropriate nights that we're on, which is obviously Tuesday, 10 to midnight Eastern time. Here at More Like Radio, or you can listen to the Hippo Juice Show, which is the other show that Royce and I and Marie are a part of, tomorrow night, Wednesday nights, from 7 to 9 p.m. Directly after that would be the Red Show. Just go to More Like Radio and look at all the lists and things that the station has to offer, because there's a show for everybody out there. The most recent show we had is Trust Us, We're Hot, which is basically Cosmo Radio. I would assume.
Can I side note on that? Their numbers are nuts.
They're doing really well for the station. The
following is wow.
Well, the one bitch on the show has like this ridiculous YouTube following.
And Twitter too. Yeah, she's huge. Well, yeah, she's been over. But I mean, just I be honest, they're really fucking tearing it up. Good for them. And the funny part is, it's I was actually creeping through their followers to see, and their followers, even all their followers, are just
girls?
A bunch of hot girls.
Ooh.
Just like them, a bunch of hot.
Which, finally, but, bringing some females to the station. This is exact. Awesome.
So I thought it was. I thought it was. It's kind of neat. And also, any other new? No. Oh, also, I want to plug. Even though we said it, but one more time. Remember, It's All About Me with Halls from Seattle is also on More Like Radio now. So make sure to check them out as well. So those are, I think, the two new. Oh, also, Dutch. Now that we're talking about talking shop, our pal again, Gary from the shoot, got another big.
Big Mac.
Another Big Mac.
He loves his Big Macs.
Actually, today we were in the staff chat. We were where all the shows were. We were just coming up with different wrestler names, but like Bulk Hogan, just things to call Gary Fat with wrestling names.
Jesus. And,
like, for example, like instead of Chris Benoit, instead of Chris Benoit, I said he's Chris Beignet because he's fat. And everyone was getting involved. It was just a good time all around. I mean, not for him. Like, I believe somebody called him Owen Heart Attack.
They were all really fast. I wasn't paying attention to the chat or anything, but I looked at it, and then like a half hour later, I looked again. There was like 250 new messages.
The Scrambler says Thick Flair.
Yes, Thick Flair. Oh, Scrambler was in there. He remembers that. Yeah, Thick Flair. Oh, Mr. Foodgee.
Oh, Gary, I'm sorry, Gary. I'm going to apologize for the only person who's not insulting you. I'm sorry.
Oh, and another one. I don't know who it was. I love the group. Cold Stone Steve Austin.
That's good. I like that.
Rocky Road Mayavia. Come on. They were killing him. Oh, God.
Hammy says the ultimate breakfast warrior. Oh, poor Gary.
Poor Gary. And the thing is, Gary's the nicest guy you'll ever meet.
That's the problem. That's the thing. That's the reason why Hammy and Punchy got smashed so hard when they first joined. When we first became friends with them was the other station we were on?
Edge.
Edge. Yeah. When we first joined on Edge, that wasn't me trying to do something douchey. I honestly forgot for a second there. When we first jumped on, they were too nice to us, and we didn't like it, so we just started attacking them.
Maul says the Underbaker. Yes, ma'am.
Start calling Edge FM MLR Beta.
Oh, I like that. MLR Beta.
Seriously, because all those shows are now here.
I like that. I'm already imagining like MLR with a little beta stamp underneath it.
Where Talk's gonna live.
And Foot's called Gary Nacho Man, Razor Romano Cheese, and Nacho Randy Savage, all coming in from the chat. The Underbaker from Malls and Vince McMuffin.
Jesus, poor Gary. Speaking of which, since we're talking station business, yeah. there's some tension going on Wednesday nights after Hippo Juice gets off the air. I don't think we've been paying attention.
I know.
I did pay attention last week. Apparently, the boys from the Red Show and the boys from Markout are having a beef, man. You and I love it. I love seeing this kind of stuff happen.
You know what it is, Dutch? And you're right. And there's going to be beefs. It's like a family. The family of gangsters. There's going to be beefs. But you know what will happen? You fuck with us, though. We'll fuck you up. We're allowed to fight amongst each other. But that's it. No one else.
Exactly.
So you let them fight. You let the boy.
As long as it's within the group. If anybody outside of the group starts fucking with us, everybody attacks.
Let's do old school dad rules. We're going to take the two brothers, lock up in a room, and let them beat the shit out of each other. And when they're done, they're going to be best friends.
Are you saying that we're dads?
Yeah. We're going to put them in a room. We're going to let them beat the shit out of each other. And then when they're done, they're going to be like, you know, bro, I respect you, bro. I respect you too, bro. And that's it. We just need them all to have a nice little fist fight, and we'll move on.
You know, the thing is that, like, I want everybody to, like, kind of, like, even though we are technically the owners of the station, we're the kind of the ones that put it together and everything like that.
I think we are.
Okay, I know, but I don't want everyone to think that we're that kind of, like, because every time I go into the Red Show, like, in the chat room, you know, everybody's like, oh, the boss is here. I'm like, I'm not your boss!
Boss, and people call me boss lady, and I like it.
Okay, you can, fine, you have that. I never really saw myself as that. I just kind of saw myself as like,
oh, hey, in the chat.
That reminds me, another Gary one was the big boss flan. No?
No,
one. Sorry, I was reading. Big boss flan, that's not bad. I don't know the wrestler, but I'm assuming it's good.
Yeah.
That sounds like your mom. I don't know what you're talking about, sweetie, but that's nice.
Yeah.
Your mother sounds like that?
That really was a mom. No, that's a generic. You should be wearing mom jeans. You really should be wearing mom jeans when you said that.
I don't know what you're
talking about, honey, but it was funny.
Sorry, I was reading. I wasn't paying attention. I'm probably apologize.
I don't care. I just thought it was.
My son's a funny fella. He says things that are
just
He's
so
sleep.
Cute.
He does his little radio show.
It's really funny. I mean, if you can get past the cursing and all the racial humor, it's really fun.
Well, that's like 97% of the show.
Exactly.
So 3% Dutch, of the show is fun.
Dutch, that leaves the breaks and maybe an intro.
Right. Okay. Apparently, you know how, like, I love, like, you know how you were talking about however many weeks ago, or just in general, basically, if you enough people sign a petition, the president has to talk about it.
Yep.
Or they have to make a statement. It's always embarrassing when someone has to make a statement. Well, apparently, Kraft Foods, one of the biggest, you know, food distributors in the
never
U.S.
Heard, never
Kraft?
Heard of that.
Never heard
nope.
Kraft?
Never
no.
heard of it. What is it?
With the K? I only buy Walmart brand cheese.
New up and comer?
But that's Kraft as well.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I only buy macaroni and cheese in a blue box.
It's weird.
Apparently, a spokeswoman from Kraft Foods says that they are appalled at a Washington bar's, quote, date grape Kool-Aid drink.
Date? That's first off. Goodness.
Date grape
very
Kool-Aid.
Funny, actually.
That is very, I would order.
A spokesman for Kraft Foods says that the company is appalled that a Spokane bar is using Kool-Aid brand for a drink they, for a drink named Ooh. That protesters say trivializes rape.
In Kool-Aid, then you have the racial aspect, too.
It should be in McDonald's.
I believe it trivializes grapes.
It does. It makes grapes seem like they're worth less.
The newly opened bar named Daiquiri Factory sells...
That's a terrible name. Hold on.
That's a horrible bar name.
Hold on.
Have you not watched Bar Rescue?
Dutch, I mean, not Dutch. Mitch, do me a favor. Can you pull up the website to what's it called again?
Daiquiri. We're going down to the Daiquiri Factory tonight.
Daiquiri.
You can't even say it right. It's a hard way.
It's a hard thing to say. Daiquiri Factory.
Daiquiri Factory.
I'm going to call it Daiquiri.
Let's go to the Daiquiri Factory. We're going to get so drunk.
You know what? Do one better. I we haven't done this in a while. Let's do a cold call. Let's call Daiquiri Factory. I guarantee they're open. Let's see like if they have a comment about this. But sure. In the meantime, here we go.
We'll find the Mitch. Yeah. Find the number.
Mitch, find the number.
I got the number. I'll put it in the chat.
All right, cool. The newly opened Daiquiri Factory sells a drink called Date Grape Kool-Aid. Kraft spokeswoman Caroline Krajewski, fucking Polacks need to fucking fix their names. Says the company intends to take action on the unauthorized use of the Kool-Aid trademark. Spokesman review reports that the Daiquiri Factory isn't backing down. To protesters who gathered outside of the bar last weekend to complain about the drink's name.
The Daiquiri Factory does not back down from no one.
The post on the bar's Facebook page says 10 gallons of the drink are served every Saturday night. So apparently it's a popular drink.
I believe it's pronounced drank.
Oh, I apologize. I'm sorry.
Oh, my.
Oh, we got the number?
Yeah, I'm about to call it right now.
Yeah, do it. I just want to get a comment.
Terrible flash websites with sound on it.
You want me to take this one or you got it?
Oh.
Chris takes his head.
Oh, I got it.
I'll take it. I'm immediately going to tell him, hey, by the way, you're being recorded or you're on the air. We just want to see if you have some comments for the date rape drink or whatever. Oh, sorry. Date grape Kool-Aid.
Maybe they're still bumping. They can't
pick
up. Try
saying that five times fast. That's hard.
Their other drinks are Beast Mode. Spookulata.
Well, it is in Washington.
Located in the District of Rock Island. Our operating hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 8 p.m. until 3 a.m.
So question.
If you're looking for information on Rock
District.
You should
be awake till 3 a.m.
If you're a dead man, please go to www.daiquirifactory.com. Click on the Rock the District.
They have Tuesday.
The name and the number, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
I got it. Hey, this is Joel from More Like Radio. We just wanted to see if you guys could give us a comment on the date grape Kool-Aid drink controversy. Give us a call back at 954-573-2780.
Okay, we're good.
Just see if they can call back tonight.
I really, I would, I, I'm actually...
That's the reason why I left a normal message. I actually want to talk to him.
I'm actually might be on their side. Keep reading, Marie, because I might be on their side on this one. Seriously.
Oh, with the other ones?
Yeah, what the other ones you were saying? The beast mode?
Margarific?
Oh, you're losing me, pal. Help me out here.
Forever Berry.
Mm-hmm.
Cougar Mania.
How about Fisting Fizz?
South Hill.
No.
Spurricane River.
I like that one.
Spurricane
River. What? Lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Eastern Washington Iced Tea.
Ah, it's my favorite kind.
Victoria's Secret.
I don't care anymore about this
Mango
guy.
Shock Mania. Berry Red Wagon. And
Scrambler wants to know if they have a drink called a Spooklotta.
No, they do not.
No, they do. Spooklotta. It's the second one.
Oh.
Wow.
Spooklotta.
I thought you were, I thought you were kidding. For real?
That's a little racy.
And also, the grape one is made...
I believe there's spooks around here.
I do believe in spooks.
All right, Wizard of Oz. Come on. It's not that Oz. It's the other Oz.
Well, we may get raped in the prison?
It's not the HBO one. The good one, the hot one.
Yeah, the sexy one.
And they get some boners.
That I had a hard time watching that show. I mean, it was a good show, well acted, but like, dude, some of those scenes, it was like, oh god, I don't ever want to go to prison.
Prison scares the fucking shit out of me. I've told you before, I hate it. Oh, Mitch, by the way,
not spook. It's Spokelotta. Okay, because Spokane.
You hate prison?
Spooks.
I hate prison. Yes, in general.
Oh.
Mitch, can you pull up that PSA I sent you on your screen, the one earlier, the one that I wanted to play before we forget?
Yes, I can.
Dutch, while Mitch does that, this is from Dr. B, and he said we had to play this tonight. So,
we have to listen to him because he's a doctor.
Yeah. So this is from BYU.
Brigham Young University.
It's an anti-masturbating PSA.
For the Mormons.
Oh, I'm so happy. Really?
It's very good. Yeah.
All right, is there a video? You got it?
Yeah. Yep. But Mitch is going to play right now. Nice. Go ahead, Mitch.
The temptations of the Great War are many. The battles are real. And the strategies are clever. The enemy is cruel, ruthless, and relentless. We must not underestimate the danger. We must be vigilant and valiant. A lonely, confused young man gets addicted to pornography. His roommates know, but they do nothing to help him. He stops going to church, and there is darkness in his eyes.
What?
The young man is spiritually wounded on the battlefield of...
Pause. Hold on. First off, if you want to see darkness, go through my browser history. Fucking need darkness. This fucking BYU pussy shit this guy was jerking to ain't got nothing on the levels I go to. And
he's
not
looking at porn. His clothes are still on.
Yeah, well,
they could have made this a lot hotter.
All right, yep.
Jesus,
keep
Mitch.
Keep going, Mitch.
Great War.
At least it's edited well.
Right. It's the longest blackout.
Oh, it's an edit. It's just an edit. He blacked out.
It's still
finished masturbating. Now he's waking up.
Mosquito on his face?
Or some sort of bug. He's waking up in a forest. Apparently when you masturbate... Dutch, when I masturbate, I wake up...
I never know where I end up.
Always in a forest, though. Normally, I actually think
Hold on, hold on. Shut up.
These are actually my masturbation fantasies. Right,
there's soldiers fighting.
In our modern society, the enemy has spread fear of getting involved when someone's in trouble.
No, they're taking this angle.
It's war.
And has fostered a social stigma against people who speak up in the face of evil.
Oh, no. They're taking this... Mitch, pause. Oh. They're taking the angle of... Tell on your roommate because they make these kids bunk up with each other really early on. I don't know anything about Mormons, but you have to have a roommate like super, like not even roommate, like flatmates, like five at a time will live in like these big apartments.
It's like putting a pizza in front of a dog and then slapping it on its nose when it says, no, don't eat that
pizza.
And
the other thing with BYU too is, Dutch, we talked about it on the show a couple months back, how they suspended a kid for having sex outside of, because you're not even allowed, like you sign a contract when you go to BYU, you don't have premarital sex.
No, you do not taste your tasty roommate's Mormon cock.
You can't have coffee.
You cannot have your roommate's tasty, sweet, supple, unvirginized Mormon cock. You're not allowed to
When you call it supple, now I kind of want it. I kind of want it if it's supple.
You can talk about it in non-sexual terms,
but
you are not to touch, lick, fondle, rub, stroke, or in any other way relate to your sexy, young, stud muffin of a roommate Mormon at BYU.
Stud muffin?
Don't do it.
I kind of want to do that now.
Don't do it. Don't think about it. Just put those feelings deep down.
I kind of feel like you're I'm not even gay, and I kind of want a cock in my face.
Because you know, at first it's you know it's soft, but then
you're right. Like, I get it. No, I'm seeing it.
But then,
in my mind's eye,
you know, you put a little saliva on it, and it starts getting a little.
I know how it works.
And you know, you start licking the tip a little, and then you're like, whoa, you know.
And you know the best thing about Mormons is the best thing about Mormons is like short sleeve because they party, but a tie because they mean business.
It's like a mullet you wear.
Exactly. Thank you.
Oh
God, Dutch, hold on. No, Dutch. That deserves more, because Dutch exactly described what the Mormon outfit is. It's like a mullet you wear. That's what you are, Mormons. You're walking mullets.
You know why? It's actually assholes. The Mormon outfit is functional because the short sleeve button down shirt is easy to rip off in a fit of passion with another man, Mormon, but the necktie can stay intact. The whole like choking yourself while you get off thing, they're really into that.
I feel like Marie has like this preconceived notion that Mormons are just complete horn dogs.
Well, yeah. Any religion that suppresses masturbation are total horn dogs.
I'll tell you one thing. It is the easiest thing to fuck a Christian girl.
Oh my god,
they're so easy.
Back in high school, they were called the anything but girls, you know?
Yep.
Fuck them in the ass and the mouth. Just not the vagina, because God, that's the only thing God cares about.
Exactly.
All right, let's play more of this Mormon video.
Yeah.
The enemy whispers, don't get involved. It's not your problem.
All right,
don't tell.
Back and hold on.
You'll be
Mitch. I missed something, Mitch. Mitch, we missed something there. Apparently he said he said the word whisper fucked up. Back it up.
Whispers, don't.
Oh, no, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little more.
The enemy whispers.
Don't
get involved.
Oh, no.
It's that is a hard H on that whisper, bro.
Don't tell.
Hard H.
You'll be a tattletale.
You don't
like brothers and sisters, don't leave the wounded on the battlefield. Stick together. You don't need to be a more righteous than thou person.
What kind of battlefield is this?
We're all sinners.
Love.
We all have trouble
coming each other.
Been spiritually wounded in the battles of the Great War. But you who have felt the redeeming power of Christ, you who know his love and his grace, you know he can heal all wounds. If you reach out in a spirit of love and humility,
stroke that man's cock.
You can help.
Hey, bro, I know you're masturbating a lot, and why aren't you including me?
If you need to talk to your bishop,
he'll
tell
fuck
someone
you.
Who can do something that you have a friend in trouble.
Mormons are terrible.
I love the war analogy.
It's pretty terrible. It's bad.
I know, like, masturbating is the same type of wounds you get when you get your legs blown off.
Exactly.
You know? Same thing.
Do you know how many Mormons we've lost to masturbation?
No.
I don't know.
Don't be silent.
Do you know how many Mormons kill themselves because they're not?
Don't leave the wounded on the battlefield.
It's not a battlefield, shithead. The guy just wants to get a nut off before he fucks his like what Marie says, his delicious cocked friend.
Yeah, the guy wants it.
Tender yet very tense. just buzz cut, you know, clean cut, Crombie looking sweet.
I feel
man.
Like it's way too detailed.
I mean, he's soft. He's probably, you know, has a little bit of a farmer's tan, but, you know,
from working out in the sun,
probably trims a little.
Yeah. Fucks like a Mormon.
Is that a compliment? I don't know.
I guess.
Do Mormons have big dicks?
Oh, Mormons have big dicks.
Hello, this is my cock.
Hey, by the way, I also did you see the video of the 320-pound quarterback?
What,
Mitch? Did I send that to you?
You better have an arm like a cannon.
Oh, can't no. You mean a Todd Kincannon who hasn't called yet? By the way. All right, this guy. Let me see if I can get the story. He plays for like the Continental Football League.
Continental Breakfast Football.
That's actually fucking hilarious. Very funny pet joke.
Oh man, I'm proud of you sometimes.
That was
good. Good job.
Thank you.
Really good. Or well, forget that one. Mitch, did I send you the videos for that one? I don't remember.
I got the vines of it. Oh, the vines.
Okay. The vines are worth just to, if we could just play one to see. But his name is Jared Lorenzen.
Leto.
Jared Leto. He's 320 pounds. You want to see a picture in the chat?
He's really blown up since 30 Seconds of Mars.
There he is. He's you see the guy right there? The fat guy that looks like a lineman? The one on the left? It's a quarterback.
Oh, no. Here's how racist I am with sports. I just figured it had to be a big black guy.
Jared Lorenzo, a.k.a. the Hefty Lefty, has been spotted on the football field and is as awesome as you would expect. Mitch,
I got the vine up on my screen. Ahead,
play the vine. Watch this guy. Oh, look at Fat Boy. Look at Fat Boy. Oh, shit. Oh, scramble, Fat Boy. Fat Boy, scramble. Boom.
And then there's another one.
He actually moved around that pocket. Not bad.
I know. Apparently, sacking the Hefty Lefty isn't easy. It says the legend of Lorenzen began at University of Kentucky back in 2000. He went undrafted in 2004, but he got a chance to be a backup in the NFL for four seasons. He even got a Super Bowl ring as he was a member of the New York Giants in 2007 when they stopped the New England Patriots' quest for perfection.
Whoa, this guy is like for real?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a high school kid.
Kentucky listed him at 6'4". 260 pounds during his time with the Wildcats. He's only gotten bigger. The 32-year-old now plays for Northern Kentucky River Monsters of the Continental Indoor Football League. The team lists the Pillsbury Throwboy. They call him the Pillsbury Throwboy.
You know what? I like that. That's kind of funny.
Bleacher Rules. Bleacher Report's awesome. The Pillsbury Throwboy at 320 pounds. Take a moment to let that sink in. 320-pound quarterback. Good luck, sacking.
Here's the thing. He was able to play in the pros. Like, you know how hard that is to do? Like, he must have, like, amazing accuracy. He obviously can move around in the pocket. He's just he loves
a Super Bowl ring.
He probably just sat on the referee.
Oh, but look, he was skinnier when he played for the Giants. He was too sick. See, look, there's a picture of when he played for the Giants in the chat.
He's a little thinner then, but yeah, man.
Still kind of fat, though.
Yeah. Quarterback. That's probably what his downfall. I'm sure if he would have kept in shape.
Oh, look at Marie posting her guns.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
My guns. I can take them. Take this dude. Take him to town. This fat boy. Marie. Just give him some pancakes. He'll get tired.
Look at Marie trash talking this fat boy.
Fuck this guy.
Trash talking
fat
boy?
Fuck this guy.
Can we get him on the phone?
I mean, seriously, he's probably working out real hard, though.
Probably not. Probably not. It's the one thing he's not doing.
Aw.
That's weird because we were talking about earlier, he's not even football fat. He's just fat.
He's a fat guy. Yeah.
He's not football fat.
He's not football fat. He's a fat guy. He must be super fucking accurate.
Or something. I mean.
Royce, as a guy that lost a lot of weight and now is football fat,
yeah.
You've been telling me for a while, it's like, I run with, you know, 100 some odd pounds on my body.
Yeah.
You started running with a lot more and now you still have like probably twice my body weight and you run with it. And so that's why he has like amazing calves now.
Yeah, it's weird though, because after I lost the weight, it I'm still not used to it to being this size, because I still walk like I'm fatter. And I don't
you're a thin guy with a fat guy walk.
A fat guy would understand. Any fat guy would understand this. When you're a fat guy, you have this this certain way you have to walk to get in between
options. Swing your arms a lot.
The way you carry yourself. Yeah.
Right. Like you. I need to know how big I am when I'm in a crowd as to not bump into people or knock drinks over. Because when you're a fat guy, these are things that you have to just take into account. I have lost weight and I still find myself going, I can't fit through there. And I go, oh, wait, I could totally fit through there. But no, to that point where I don't, like, even sometimes I'll look at a shirt before I put it on and I go, that's not going to fit me. And I'm like, oh, it totally fits me. But it's because my mind still hasn't, like, caught up with, you know, what, because I was fat for so long, you know.
Right.
Here, Dutch. I don't think you're.
Yeah, Fulm Z in the chat room says the lesbian walk.
Yes, the lesbian walk. Exactly.
Why is it a lesbian walk? Why do lesbians walk like fat guys?
Here's the thing: is what the second I read that, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I know what he's talking about the lesbian walk.
Yeah, like your arms are out more, like because you're fat, so your arms don't lay in a natural position.
But why do lesbians do that?
I don't know. Ask lesbians.
Yeah, and while you're at it, ask them why they have to look like men even though they like women,
and why they all drive PT Cruisers,
and why don't they shave?
Should I also
their
ask?
Box.
Out my box?
Yes.
Be like, hey, does my box taste weird to you? And then film it and then send it to me.
I seriously get upset when, like, lesbians are all like, ew, no, not you. Like, that's gross. Like, I had a friend that
gays don't like you either?
No, I had a friend that turned lesbian. Like, we were besties in high school. And then, like, you know, 2 years in college, she turned, you know, the other side. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, we had, like, so many sleepovers. Like, you swear you never even thought about that? Like, seriously? Seriously?
Lestastic.
Fuck you.
Marie's getting all mad.
Fuck you.
Dude, I've said this for years. Like, I had a gay roommate for 2 years. We've been blackout drunk. We were high on ecstasy. We were on Special K. Like, as fucked up as you can get. Not once did he even try to kiss me. And I'm a little hurt by it.
Did you try to kiss him?
No, but I just wanted him to try and kiss me. Well, I thought it. Well, I kind of thought about it, but I didn't actually do it. Okay, so I tried it once. And he just kind of pushed me away. And I said, hey, come on. And then I just kind of dropped my trowel and turned around.
Did you grape rape him? Did you grape rape him?
I didn't grape rape him. No. What are you talking about?
What happened? Up, honey? What's up, John?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Cakesy. What's up, buddy?
Nothing.
You bored tonight?
Yeah. Yeah,
you could be on. No problem. How's it going? Did you start your new job, bro?
Yeah, I started on Sunday.
Why do you sound so sad?
Yeah, you sound sad.
No, I started on... No, like you said, I was bored.
For those who don't know, if you guys are just DNR listeners, this is the wonderful, talented, and hilariously funny Johnny Cake Sanzari, who can be heard on Hippo Juice Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on this very station.
Hippo Juice.
Wait. Hippo Juice or Hippo Juice?
We haven't heard that over the years.
Have we never played a John Bomb on Dutch and Royce?
What do you mean?
Because that was kind of a bomb.
Oh, it's a John Bomb! It's a John Bomb! I have that button. You don't have to do it, man.
I see your LinkedIn more.
I like doing the buttons with my mouth.
Anyway, what I was saying, look at that. That's me at my fattest, and
it's
that's
like
me now.
Men's units in your mouth.
Dutch, what? Look at how fat my fiance used to be.
Look in the chat room. That's me before and after, if you really want to see the difference.
See.
Your fiancé.
Okay, first of all, that's forced perspective because one's a white shirt that it makes anybody look wider, and the other one's black and it's half of it's cut off.
Dutch, I was 350 pounds in the
white. What are you down to now?
I'm like 260.
330.
260. Yeah, I'm down to 260 in the one on the right. And also Guncho.
Also Guncho.
He's very proud of that one arm.
That arm is my favorite one. It's the more defined one.
It's the only one you work out.
The other one, because I don't masturbate because that BYU video.
Do you have Marie do pull-ups on your good arm on Red Rider?
Yeah, I do. And actually, sometimes we walk down the beach in old-timey things, and I bully people like a 1950s bully. I'll kick sand and be like, hey, get out of my way.
Jerky. Because,
yeah, exactly. So I think Punchy said I look like a circus strongman, so I'll take it.
Just say Bluto. Just say you look like Bluto.
Or that. There you go. Yeah, same thing. It's the same concept.
Yeah, you're in Bluto shape now.
Steak and eggs and eggs and steak.
I can't wait to take a confident after photo.
Yeah, I took a confident after photo, motherfucker. I threw away a lot of fat boy clothes. Anyway, girl has sex on bus, elbows boy in the testicles for making fun of her queefs.
Okay, I also had another story. Let's pick between the two. Right, well, we got that one here. No, I'll just read the headline and let's see which one everybody wants to go with. We'll take a vote.
Okay.
Murica Day, this is for reals, got banned at a Fort Collins high school and it drew protesters. Administrators agree to changing it from Murica Day to America Day.
My story has 60% more queefs.
Okay, let's go with that.
Girl, does your story have sound audio?
That's
the
like
best
that?
Kind of audio.
You know, like when you're
oops, wrong button. Shit.
You know, like when you're doing a girl,
no, that was perfect.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
When you're doing a girl doggy style, and then you build up all that air in there, and you take it out, and it's
Jesus.
Girl, and while you do that, you pull the back of her hair.
Yeah. Girl, I think that's called a Mississippi fan. Girl has sex on the school bus, elbows the boy in the testicles for making fun of her queefs.
What?
A female high school student who is having sex in the back of a school bus elbowed a 13-year-old boy in the testicles because he laughed when he heard her queef.
Oh, my balls!
A bizarre sequence of events occurred last Friday around 3 p.m. as the bus traveled through a town roughly 50 miles northeast of Pittsburgh. According to the Smoking Gun...
Pittsburgh?
More like Pittsburgh. Oh!
More like Queesburg.
According to the Smoking Gun, the female student was cited for harassment by Trooper Brad Jordan, who didn't even need 60 words to report the hilarious encounter.
And then proceeded to sing a 90s slow jam to her.
I'll make love to you like you.
Yeah, is Brad Jordan Montel Jordan's unsuccessful cousin?
Yeah, he's the one that had to go into
he was in the group 5.
Well, when it was called 6. Both the victims and accused were riding a school bus, wrote Jordan, who quickly turbocharged a narrative by adding, the accused expelled wind from the vulva during coitus while at the back of the bus, which, by the way, ironically, today is also Rosa Parks' birthday. And that's not even a joke. It is. Today is Rosa Parks' birthday.
Shut up. You. No way.
I promise. Okay. Pull it up right now. Rosa? Parks.
Who cares? Dude, we believe you. But fine. Anyways, finish the story.
That's a story.
Oh, okay.
I think there's nothing hotter than the accused expelled wind from the vulva during coitus. That's so hot.
It says.
So what's the moral
after
of the story?
After the loud expulsion, the boy began to laugh and chuckled at the accused for her actions, reported Montel Jordan. It was at that point.
I'd like to see you expel air from your vulva.
It was at this point when. Approached the victim and elbowed him in the testicles. The accuser cited for harassment. The victim did not suffer any serious injuries. Even though he didn't use the word queef, Jordan's report was met with concern by state police because the language was too explicit.
Here's the thing. Why didn't the girl just say, yeah, I farted regularly? Why'd she have to say it came out of her pussy?
Because, I mean, queefs don't smell.
And that makes for better news.
The Gun reports that Jordan was told to file a second report that completely left out why the girl assaulted the boy, because on this occasion it had no real bearing on the case. Marie,
what do you guys find more disgusting, a queef or a fart?
A fart's more disgusting because a fart smells. Shit comes out of your fart box, but only air comes out of your queef box.
Okay. Yeah. But what if you're eating a girl out and she queefs?
Then
in your face?
Then I call it. I hit the jackpot.
She queefed in my face.
She queefed in my face.
Okay, so you know how, like, if we're talking about anything, I'll, like, try to search up, like, sound drops for it? I typed in the word queef in my music thing here. The only thing I have, it came up, it just says Marie's mouth queef.
By the way, Dutch, we're having a dance party with Outkast for Rosa Parks' birthday in the chat room. Just pay attention real quick.
Oh. It's
her birthday, and we are good. The song that was dedicated to her is...
Birthday.
Oh, nice. I'm definitely ending the show with that song.
Thank you.
Do you think he still owns those pants and or football pads?
If he doesn't, he's losing out because that is a fantastic outfit. We're talking about Andre 3000 outfit in Rosa Parks in the
that
Rosa Parks video.
That has got to be a Halloween costume.
No, it's not. That's what.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
He was like the original. He was like the original weird rapper guy as far as that shit goes.
Yeah, I agree.
You think about it.
He made it good. He wasn't a cliche.
Right. He was an original at the time. Now it's like Kanye West. Oh, I'm crazy.
They have the first pictures of him playing Jimi Hendrix. You want to see him?
Well, yes. Real quick. I guess there's some lead up to this. It's labeled as a botch, but I don't know if I've ever played this before. The Marie Mouthqueef. You want to hear it real quick?
Yeah, sure.
It's only 30 seconds long. So, Marie, I'm sorry.
Puerto Rican
I'm sorry.
Babies.
That's racist, yo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Made that just sound. I need to isolate that.
Yeah, isolate
Marie that. Made like a fart noise as she left. That was awesome.
Can we?
What was that?
So, you should see man, I wish I was recording that.
She is literally right making a face like an anime character.
Here's the actual like isolated sound. Hold on. She's Marie.
There's a picture in the chat of Andre 3000 as Jimi Hendrix. If you want to see him.
Whoa, he looks like him.
Creepy, right? He looks wow. Like him.
All you gotta do is get emaciated like black guy.
Do you think after this movie's done or during production, he's gonna kill himself?
If I was him, I would just like to really get the story going. I actually like Andre 3000. He's cool.
I liked Outkast too. I've always liked any of the stuff they've put out. What the hell have they been done? The last thing that they've put out was when I was in college. Like, they haven't put anything out.
Like, did they split up when Andre got more successful doing acting?
The split album that they had. I don't know. What happened to Outkast?
No, if I remember, was that Speaker Box and The Love Below, which was it's actually cool. They each made their own album, but released it together as a
right,
double
split album. Yeah.
But we released it as one, and then they each did one song on each other's track. And then they didn't split up as the fact that they're taking a break because Andre 3000 is getting really big into acting, like as you could see. So that's what he's been doing.
But, that album came out in 2003.
We're like 2000 late.
2002?
Late.
Okay, so it's over a decade. Come on. Put an album out, Outkast. Maybe they don't need to. Maybe they just have enough money off of those, you know, the first couple albums that they had. They were a huge cult success
before
they hit radio waves.
It's about wanting. They need to want it.
Hey, I'm colder than a polar bear's toenails. Oh, hell, there we go again, talking that shit.
Dude, they were good, man. I don't care what anyone says. Outkast was fun to listen to.
Of course.
Hell yeah.
Especially the first couple albums, like Bombs Over Baghdad. And
Bombs Over Baghdad was one. Oh, God, I love that song.
Because both people don't know, like, the beat in that song, it was used by a lot of type of techno DJs at the time. They used to call it jungle music. It was that fast, quick drum or drum and bass. And they incorporated
still use it.
Right. But they, at the time, when that came out, that was like in 99, you know, 2000. They were able to incorporate that into a rap song, and like that was unheard of at the time. Yeah.
God, this is so good. You can't stop the train.
Yeah, these two guys together were great.
Dance party. Don't you rush dance party. Take it over, man. Take it over, man. Let's go. Bring it out. Back to Dutch. Oh, let's take his shirt off. Woo!
Off my headphones.
Oh, shit. Ow! No,
apparently, hold on. Apparently, they're playing Coachella this year, according to Scrambler.
Serious?
I got an itchy Coachella.
Oh.
Hey, Dutch.
Yeah, buddy.
Outkast or Tribe Called Quest?
I gotta go with Outkast. No, hold on. I gotta go with Outkast on that one.
Only because body of work. Tribe Called Quest did have a couple good albums. I think Outkast has had more.
I do enjoy myself some Tribe Called Quest.
Oh,
now,
no,
if you were asking me a Tribe Called Quest over, let's say, The Roots, I would have to go with The Roots. Just because I'm from Philly. Yeah, I'm from Philly. I have to.
I remember at the end of this video, there was those guys that wore like the matching jumpsuit, and they did like that weird sideways dance thing.
Hold on, my chick is saying that they're doing like 50 festivals this year. Okay.
What?
All right, I guess
Outcast tour. We're gonna go,
dude. We gotta go, dude. Let's go to the show. We gotta go.
Hey, Dutch.
What's up?
Yes, Johnny.
So this week, this past weekend, I went to go see Nonpoint. You know, our friends in Nonpoint, and I ended up getting a free ticket to Real Big Fish.
Really? That's actually really cool.
Well, I like love Real Big Fish.
I love them too.
Rob remembers. He's like, "Hey, yo, man, what's up?"
Outcast will be in Winter Garden, Florida, which is only 20 minutes from us.
What?
Friday, May 2nd through Sunday,
you
May
1st. You have to go.
At the big Wayava Festival.
Dude, you have to go.
Wayava.
14. Dude, you have
They're
to go.
They're going to be there. Hold on. With Foster the People.
Ooh, Arian Foster the People.
Vampire Weekend. Outcast. Cake. I love cake.
Whoa.
That's a big festival, man.
Tegan and Sarah, Group Love, Girl Talk, and Violent Femmes.
Only thing I don't like about that is Violent Femmes.
I'm gonna go there.
Oh, I know. They're icky vaginas. I got you.
I love icky vaginas.
Yes, you. Of course you would.
I hope that was clean. Please tell me that was clean.
I hope it was. I just marked it.
Okay, good.
That was kind of dirty.
All right. Well, Dutch, maybe they're playing
Dude,
one on
our- hold on. Check. Are they Colorado dates?
Hold on. Yeah. Let me look it up.
It has to be.
They're doing. She's right. They're doing everything. I'm looking at the.
Wow. Outcast. Okay. Just as we're talking about it, they finally got back together. I'm so excited now.
I. You know, my only problem with that is, I have a feeling I'm not going to be the darkest one at that concert.
No, dude. These guys were commercial successes. You're going to have everybody there, and especially right. Since they've been gone for at least a decade. Yeah, everybody's going to go to that concert.
Can someone pull the fucking tour dates? I can't seem to find the ones in Colorado.
Kelly, look it up.
Kelly, your friend.
Okay. Coachella. Well, yeah, this doesn't seem like they don't get going until at least around May. They start kicking stuff off. Coachella's, I think, their first concert back.
Right. But then it seems like they're going on a big tour, right?
Then after that, yeah, it seems like that's when the tour is. Counterpoint Festival in Georgia, then Alabama, California. Let me just do a word find. Maybe see if I can find Colorado. They have to go to Colorado. Of course.
They have to.
Of course.
It has to be like Red Rocks.
It says they haven't revealed where they're going to perform yet.
No.
But it just says they're going to.
Some of them are up.
Well, yeah, the Coachella, and there's one June appearance at the Governor's Ball, but it says the other ones haven't been released yet.
But they're I'm gonna go to this.
Here's what they're doing: they're gonna see what the turnout is, if it's worth going on a national tour. So they're gonna release the first couple of dates, see what it's like, and then do a full tour.
Honestly, I'll tell you, when you look at it, when those music festivals, if you get three good bands out of the, I'll go, because Foster the People, I like them. Mm-hmm. Outcast, I like them. Cake, I like them. So that there is enough for me to go to the concert, because I would like to see all of them. I just wonder who's gonna headline it.
But what? Yeah, like and you said they were there for 2 days. Are they not there?
Yeah, I don't know yet. They haven't said what day yet. They just at some point this weekend, that weekend.
Anti Todd in the chat room wants to know if Todd Kincannon is going to call in or be a pussy.
I fucking wish Todd Kincannon would call. We've been trying for Todd to call. We've been tweeting him. We've been sending him messages. I mean, maybe ask his mommy Roxy. Maybe she'll get him the call.
Who the hell is Todd Kincannon?
Oh, Todd.
Listen to the first half of the show.
Some dick.
God damn it.
Well, Todd, we tried, my friend, but. I guess I'm a coward. The phone lines are open. Come and tell me.
Don't worry. I'll start flirting with him, and he'll send me some dick pics.
Ah,
dude,
right.
Do that. Show him a picture of you and your guns.
Yeah, and then he'll be like, ew, there's no pee-pee there. I'm assuming that's how he talk. Oh, there's no pee. I'm from South Carolina.
No, that's too much of a good accent. Like, they have the obnoxious Carolina. I hate the Carolina accent. I really do.
Jesus Christ.
I like Carolina
and by the
barbecue.
Way, I want to see the Myrtle Beach 5. Overrated. I want to see the Myrtle Beach 5 that this asshole married. Fucking
Myrtle
Ashton.
Beach 5?
Yeah.
You see what she looks like?
No.
Sounds like a gang.
Yeah, it does. No, it sounds like a boy band.
We're the Myrtle Beach 5.
In other news, the Myrtle Beach Five has just got sent to death.
Which is strange for an all-boy group.
Yeah, we've
looked- go live with Tom Kincannon's pussy.
He's a
I don't like his last name. It makes me want to punch him.
Just listen to the first half of the show and then also follow Royce's Twitter feed. If anybody who's just tuning in doesn't know who, the whole Tom Kincannon rant that Royce went on earlier, he got into a Twitter fight with some political douche. So,
I think I found her.
Oh, you did?
I'll see much in the chat.
Is she a... Oh, let's see.
No. Here's the thing. She looks like a Dutch woman, and Dutch women are kind of homely.
He looks like a gigantic baby.
He does.
Thank you. We were figuring it out because we were trying to say he looks like he looks like a humongous baby.
You know how some people their eyelids don't fold over or wrinkle; they just kind of straight go into their eyebrow or eyelashes.
How do people?
That's what her eyes are like.
With their tongue sticking out like that. I don't get it. I mean, I get the whole mouth agape thing, but like his tongue.
He looks like an autistic Rudy.
Here's the thing, John, is that it's too fat for the inside of his face.
Ah, that's what it is.
It's just a thick tongue.
Speaking of Rudy, did you see that Super Bowl commercial with Rudy clapping hands?
Yeah. Stupid commercial. But by the way, you can tell he can't even button his suit anymore. Notice in the picture, he can't even button his suit anymore. And on top of that, the one with his wife. And on top of that, you could tell it's a really old suit because look at the gold button there. Like it's clearly this guy is still holding on to when he was.
Yeah, that thing is stretched. And if you actually look at the buttonhole, you can tell there's been some wear on that thing.
Right. Yeah. You know, like when it's getting too tight and it starts to pull the fabric and it stretches. That's what's happening.
I don't know what this is, but I just found a picture. It's just searching
for
him.
Oh, my God.
That's very funny.
He needs to go to a Men's Warehouse and those elastic tie straps so you don't choke yourself when you're putting on your tie.
Right.
His entire suit jacket just has them.
Exactly.
This motherfucker, his suit's made out of Under Armour material. Oh, no. It stretches.
Stretch suit.
He's doing that maternity trick where you put a rubber band around the loop on your pants so that it can hook onto it without buying maternity pants.
Or what's that bump thing that like girls buy online that like when you bend over you don't see her ass crack and it just looks like
I forgot what it's called. I've seen they have the commercials for it
For plumber stuff. Yeah.
He really is just the saddest thing. I just feel bad for him. Like, he lives in South Carolina. He's a 32-year-old dipshit.
Lives with his mom.
Oh yeah, lives with his mom. Has a TV tray by his toilet, which I'm obsessed with. What guy has?
You're obsessed with him. That's the reason why you know all these facts about him.
Well, Dutch, maybe I am a little obsessed with the fact that he lives with his mother. Maybe that is weird to me. I don't know.
Biggest ever says God. Gary Cantrell is Todd Kincannon.
Oh my God, they're the same guy.
That's funny.
Yeah, good point, Anti Todd. His entire suit's made out of Spanx material. Wear a tie, Todd. You do not look cool.
He's trying to do the Obama look. I'm telling you.
I hate that. You fucking are. You're an asshole, Todd. Or Jim. His real name's Jim.
Butthole.
Jimmy.
So why is his name Todd Kincannon then?
Middle
name is Todd.
And
his first
name is James. And for some reason, he feels like he's going to get more credibility by going with a name like, as George Carlin would say, Todd.
His wife looks like somebody who does not give blowjobs often.
I think
like she finds it icky.
Yeah, I think he is her beard.
I agree. You know what? You might be right.
She looks like a great big lesbo.
Yeah, she might be. And she seems like someone who's very hairy, and she seems to shave a lot.
Oh, God, I'm sure Box is awful.
Well, no, because she shaves her arms, which means she probably has... She's so hairy that she needs to do that. So it leads to me the fact that she's probably...
Oh, she's stubbly all over?
And on top of that... she's doing the fat girl trick. Look at her outfit. She has the elastic right above her belly, so it blouses out underneath. So underneath that, you know, she's got... By the way, I don't blame this poor Ashley girl for because I wouldn't try either if you're married to this fucking walrus in a suit. But I get like that she's given up too, and I can't blame her.
It's special needs walrus. Like, he's got that dumb look. And we were playing the clip of him earlier. He's not the most articulate person. Like, I don't know how he's able to get these radio gigs.
It's a, Anti-Todd said he was blasted by some South Carolina Republicans that say he exaggerated his resume. Yeah, we read about that too. That he's, you know, because
patents and stuff, huh?
Yeah, you know, maybe he's probably one of those guys who gives himself a purple heart without knowing you could easily look that up. Yeah, you know, I fought for the country.
His wife looks like her feet smell bad.
It's very.
I don't know why, but just that look. Like,
how many pairs of Crocs do you think Todd owns?
I'll tell you what, all of them in the South Carolina area. His wife looks like she had like she has very large feet.
Also. Yeah, and they just, you know, just that odor eater. He has to, like, a whole stock of it, and she has to, like, you know, ice her shoes down every time she walks
and
in.
And, like, it looks like her toes would have, like, really...
Yeah, like a yellow shit.
But not that. Like, she has, like, really wispy hairs on her big toe.
Oh, ew. Oh,
God. Yeah. I wonder if she has witch's hands. Like,
so I see her,
like,
hands.
Like, instead of, like, having, like, smooth skin. No, instead of having smooth skin, it just feels like sandpaper.
Hey, Dave, what's wrong, Todd? Picking on women isn't fun when it's your homely wife, when it's your Amish.
Yeah, your big, you know, a monster foot wife.
Yeah, Jesus.
With awful foot odor, and she has to wear a size 12 in men.
Guys, she looks lovely.
I would say that. You're a female.
You're ruining this for us, Marie.
Yeah, Marie, shut up. Shut up.
I like how we're insulting the one part of her we can't see. Because she's to be honest, she's cute. She's cute. She's not bad at all.
She's a cutie patootie. She seems like she's stupid. She seems like this guy's, like, semi-smart.
No, not stupid, man. There's a little bit of, I got into this before I knew what sex was, my church type of, right?
In
high school, she was horned up, needed to get fucked.
I cheat on him every day.
Well, don't tell us what you do with Royce. We're talking about her.
She's a drinker.
My pussy is torn up.
She goes,
Mitch, tell me that was clean.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
She goes searching for that black dick. You know?
You think she's a big fan of that? You think he would be the type of person who's like a cuckold?
I mean, you've seen his dick picture. He may be.
He has a dick picture.
Oh, sort of, but it's blurred. You can't really tell. And there's no, like, there's no you know, for scale things around there to tell if it's big or not. I can't tell.
Aw.
Yeah. But well, you know, let's,
guys, it's 12:06. I don't know if you guys want to keep making fun of this girl.
Oh my
wife.
God! Look at the time.
Look at the
God. It's 12:07.
Dutch, hold on. Can we new dress code for the show though? I want everyone business cash next show. I want, you know, buy your suits, make sure your top button's unbuttoned, looking fly. Make up facts about people, pad your resume. Dutch, did you know something?
What's
I
up?
Once saved three orphans.
You did?
You can't prove that I didn't.
I kind of did though, but
on my resume,
but in my charity work in Haiti.
You know, every time you
it's
say
not pertinent to the, it's not pertinent to the conversation. I just want to let everybody know I'm a good person. Orphans.
You know what I think about every
Help
time you
orphans.
Say charity work in Haiti?
What?
The time that you flooded my kitchen.
Oh, yeah, remember that?
You know what
oh,
also
man.
Happened?
Do that
hey,
again?
Do you not know why I was in Haiti? Because of the huge flood. A lot of people died. And
oh, my God, Dutch. When I pick
hurricane,
you up, please
earthquake.
Do not destroy my car. Please do not flood my car.
I won't, but I can't promise about my girlfriend, Kelly. She's a huge
well,
John fan, and she might squirt in the back.
Yeah, she'll
oh,
squirt.
God.
She
didn't
loves
Nate
you.
And John get you a brand new, or yeah, Nate and John get you a brand new closet door.
Oh,
yes,
that's right. Oh, and on top of that, every time Kelly and Dutch have sex, it looks like a Gallagher show because that's how much of a squirter she
oh
is.
Oh my God!
Front
does
row,
it taste like watermelon.
Goddamn mess.
Yeah. Well, no, it does taste like watermelon because Dutch force feeds her Jolly Ranchers until it does.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Very weird.
All right, John, why are you better?
I am better because I almost look as handsome as Royce in a tuxedo.
Almost.
Mitchell.
I am better than you because I was wounded on the battlefield of porn.
Oh, wow. That was clean.
Oh, that was good. Marie?
I'm better than you guys because I apparently had two clean sound drops just for tonight.
I hope we got those. Royce.
Like four of them.
I'm better than you because what's wrong, Todd?
And I'm better than you because I can make an assessment on a girl's feet without actually seeing them. All right, thanks for listening, everybody.
Quick. Hey, hold the phone.
What happened?
Hold the phone.
Fuck you.
No fucking way.
What'd I do?
Next week, Dutch and Royce is going to be live from Dutch's house because we're going to be there.
Yes.
We'll have your kitchen.
We have Dutch is bringing our own microphones on our honeymoon, by the way. So
have two. What do you want me to do?
It's fine. We'll do it for you because you're our friend. We're going to bring our mics.
And hold on. Time out. The conversation was, should we bring our mics? I'm like, yeah, I only have two. Not, hey, I'll go out and buy mics for you, shithead.
He's getting mad.
I'm getting defensive is what I'm getting. I'm getting so angry.
Hey, you up there?
How can you flood someone's house when the pipes are frozen?
This happened 3 years ago. Let it go.
Hey, I
boy, you sound like Big Kev. Let's bring up the same thing every time. Jesus Christ!
Holy crap, Big Kev. How's
Fuck
he
him.
Doing?
Fuck that fat piece of shit.
Is he still trying to buy his stuff again?
He's still trying to. I don't know. Think he's actually radio personality when they did a favor for him on fucking XM. Fuck him.
So yeah.
Non-talented asshole. The only person who's actually talented was the Oodalali guy.
Oodalali.
Matt, right? That was his name?
I like Matt.
I know you like Matt. That's why I'm saying he's the only talented guy that show. What do you want me to do?
Nothing. I didn't say anything, dude. Relax.
All right, I'm just saying.
Calm down, I'll have Todd.
This isn't anything I haven't said before on the air.
Dutch, if you keep fucking around, I'm going to have Todd scream cap you and fuck around with you. What?
Dutch, just smack me when I hug you when I pick you up.
All right, we're 10 over. Jesus Christ. Here you go. recent, not contest, but little prize winning thing. If you can make a new Dutch and Royce intro, we'll send you a More Like Radio shirt and some other good prizes and goodies. We'll put those things together. But send your submissions to, what is it, Royce at More Like Radio and Dutch at MoreLikeRadio.com.
Yeah, Todd.
Todd.
And also go to tinyurl.com/helpbell because Hammy has a kitty named Belle who has a lot of veterinarian bills.
So give at least $5. And by the way, the boys of the retro, if you give at least $5, the boys of the retro are going to be sending you a t-shirt. So what is it again? What is it again, Mitch?
tinyurl.com/helpbell. That's BELLE.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. I guess tomorrow we'll see you for the juice.
The juice. The Dirty Morning Zoo Show. Or are we a night zoo show?
We're a night zoo show.
We're a night zoo show.
Yeah, we're a night zoo show.
We're a gross night, disgusting zoo show. Well, because
at nighttime is when the monkeys fuck. So that's great.
Nighttime, yes, we're a monkey fucking zoo show. So
tune in to the monkey fucking hippo zoo show.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week on Dutch and Royce.
Got to a station, here's my destination. She got off the bus, the conversation lingered in my head for hours. Took a shower, kinda sour, cause my favorite group ain't coming with it. But I'm with you cause you're probably going through it anyway. But anyhow, went and died, went on out and bought it, cause I thought it would be jamming. But examine all the flaws, get off it, sad and